Blog Talk Radio.
And the problem is that anybody that does any research is going to find out about her past. And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Air Podcast, man. It is Call and Show Friday. We got some things to talk about. Let's get into it.
Let's go.
All right. Yo, we are back. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Air Podcast, man. It is Friday, a.k.a. Call and Show Friday. And also, we're going to cover some topics as well that came to our attention. That are trending.
Are they true or not? Who knows?
Yeah, we went through and researched some of them.
Remy Ma.
Yes.
And Mia Khalifa.
Yeah.
I mean, we get it. You know, it's sensational news, but where's the actual video of her saying, I'm back in the industry?
And
I don't know.
And as targets of fake news, I hate fake news, even if it's for people that I don't necessarily
agree with,
you know, like people like Mia Khalifa, who I think are scumbags. But still, you know what I mean? I don't think anyone should be reporting fake news, you know what I mean, on her. But before we do that, let's go ahead and hit the quick announcements.
Rumble.com/FreshAndFit.
And then also, guys, on Monday, I'm thinking Monday is probably going to be our only show for next week, guys, because we got to move into the new studio.
Yeah.
So Monday.
It looks amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
It is literally the new studio. And Myron, our boy Andy, Chris, they all put in the work to make it look amazing. So you'll see it soon.
Yeah. Fresh did nothing, but it's been great.
What do you mean? Dog, I didn't do anything. Listen, guys, you know what I do? I set up the whole infrastructure. People that need to be for workers, for example, who to call, who to set up these things. I meet the people. I give them to everybody, don't I?
Oh, God.
Thank you, Mo.
Hell yeah. Bro,
I bring the networking people that do the jobs. Doesn't mean I have to do it.
Oh, God.
Ding. What to say, dog? Damn.
So, guys. Studio's coming along, but more than likely we won't have a show on Wednesday or Friday next week, I think, because we just got to move our stuff is really what it comes down to. I wanted to do a show on Wednesday, but we got to be out of here by like literally the 30th. So
I don't
think we'll have enough time. Yeah, time is ticking, man.
And Big W,
I'm already gone.
And Big W Fresh, Don DeMarco.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah,
I'm already gone, bro. I'm already gone.
Fresh already left. Yeah, fuck this building, man.
Okay. To be fair.
No, fuck them. For our views, and they literally are kicking us out, right? Not kicking us out. They don't want to renew the lease because of people calling the building and complaining and saying that we film here, and they don't even fucking live here.
Wait, let's be honest here, though. Let's think logically for a second here.
First, a lot nicer than
if we stayed, the rent would be doubled because we got a really low rate for rent, and secondly, it's like, okay, this building's boring anyway, bro. Our new building's way better.
Just saying. It is a lot better, but fuck this building, bro.
Well,
that too.
They were nice to me, so I won't say that. But again,
fuck this building.
It sucks. It really does suck.
Yeah, fuck this building. They're like, bro, we're some of the best tenants. Bro, pay rent. They're literally on the first. I got
never
my auto. Like, it never miss rent, never, none of,
and
nothing,
you wanted
no
to
bullshit.
Pay everything up front.
People, there's other idiots in this building that fuck up and, like, are strippers and fucking scammers and shit, and they don't
and
pay
do
their
OnlyFans.
Rent and do dumb shit.
Bruh.
You know what I mean? It's like, whatever, bro. Fuck y'all niggas, man. Fuck this building. But it's fine. We got something better, and we own it this time, so it is what it is.
There you go.
But yeah, no, real talk, bro. People would literally call and say, oh, Fresh the Fifth film in your building, and they would lodge complaints, and they don't even live here.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Dude, there are concerted efforts to try to fucking destroy us. Like, people literally are praying for our downfall. It's fucking hilarious. It's really, like, it amazes me how people hate us and they go out of their way. Like, for example, I don't like a bunch of YouTubers, right? There's a couple of them that I dislike. But I'm not going to go out of my way to, like, make their life harder. Why the fuck would I do that? That's weird. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not going to report them or do this other shit. Even though I know for a fact they report us. Like, what the fuck, man?
It's almost like if you have to be the bigger person, but being that bigger person means you just take a bunch of hits yourself. So it is what it is at this point.
Yeah.
But you know what?
So, yeah.
as they say, when doors are closed, other doors open.
Yeah.
So cool.
So yeah. But yeah, I just want to be clear on that because I'm a landlord, guys. It's not an eviction. It's they don't want to renew the lease, and whatever. It is what it is. Fuck them. It is. We got our own spot now. We own it, so it's actually even better, and the building is better. So actually, it was really a blessing in disguise. And the new studio has way faster internet. So yeah, it's inconvenient for me. It is a pain in the ass, but I gotta admit it. It's better in general. Like it's a way better move for the pod, for the studio, for the quality of the content. I got better cameras. The whole studio has a new facelift, so it's just better in general for us to be leaving. Yeah, it's inconvenient, but it's fine. It is.
I mean, even the views are better. If you know what I mean. Wink, wink.
I mean, this view is pretty nice. Oh yeah, that building does have hotter chicks. Yeah,
yeah. Way hotter.
But yeah. So, guys, next week, you guys probably won't have any shows outside of Monday. We got a Money Monday for y'all with...
we got Money Monday with two special guests, traders, top traders in Miami, Lambo Raul and Q-Bank. It's going to be insane value.
It's going to be
lit. We got you guys, man.
Yeah, Fresh got some guests, so I don't want to hear no more bitching.
You
guys.
I got more on the way. Just that, you know, it takes time to get these people to come through.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, like I said before, bro, we're controversial as fuck, man.
Bro, you hold on. You don't understand. A regular podcast, okay, simple. You set a time, get some clout, you leave. Our podcast, you get the same effects, but just know we talk about the taboo. We talk about everything. Dating, the real, the truth, the behind the scenes. People have brands and have sponsors. They don't want to have to deal with the issues that come up from being on the podcast, which I understand. But once again, we just speak truth. So.
Yeah, it ain't easy, bro.
Yeah.
It ain't easy, guys. I know a lot of y'all are like, bro, y'all need to get mainstream guests. Like
what the coming,
fuck? What the fuck do y'all niggas want? You guys want us to be mainstream and watered down, or
hardcore?
You guys want the raw content where we're telling bitches that they're stupid?
Yeah.
Which one do you guys want?
Yeah.
Because if you guys want mainstream guests, we're gonna have to water down Fresh and Fit. And guess what? We're not fucking doing that.
Yo, isn't it funny? Anyone that does that, what happens to their sponsors? Goes up. Once you get real and be honest, they go away, and you gotta figure it out for yourself.
Yeah, bro. So I mean, whatever, man. Like, I refuse to water our shit down. That's why, like, some of you guys get angry. Whoa, what's this elevator stuff on YouTube? It's because on Rumble, we're giving it raw. So for us to stay on YouTube, we're not watering it down. We're just turning it off. We're literally just turning it off so that
we're
you guys
putting a mask on for a second and then taking a mask off.
Yeah, you know, and Mo's being really good about it where he's like, you know, turning it on and off as quickly as possible so that we can switch it back to YouTube for y'all because we love you guys over on YouTube. We get it.
Yeah.
But. You guys got to understand that, like, we definitely have a target on our back, and we are considered controversial. So
to say the least.
Hey, man. We got to do what we got to do to stay on the platform over on YouTube.
But on our better
note. Rumble is the best. Rumble.com/FreshFit.
Download the app, too, as well.
Download the app, guys.
You need that.
Download the app.
Yes.
Russell Brand just made a tweet. He's going to be live on Monday to talk about a lot of this stuff. And he's going to be live streaming, guess where? On fucking Rumble.
There you
because
go.
Because Rumble doesn't turn their back on their people. They didn't turn their back on us, Russell Brand, the Tate Brothers, Sneeko.
Yeah.
Gideon, when he got canceled. Like,
we saw every person, every sponsor pretty much drop Russell Brand. Rumble said, you know what? Here's a letter debunking that. We're going to stand true to our creators and stay with them no matter what.
Yeah, we're not going to.
That's pretty
dope, man.
We're
not going to fold. So shout out to them for that, bro. Real talk, man.
Because once you get a letter from the government or somebody of
that's
a high
crazy
importance,
the British government sent a letter.
Yeah, yeah. But dude, it's like a cycle. It's like a domino effect. You send it to Facebook, then YouTube follows through, Twitter. It's just weird, man.
Yeah, that's what they do, Andrew.
Yeah.
Like one platform will ban you, and then they'll all just kind of just follow in succession.
Yeah.
Incredible. Anyway. All right.
Okay,
so,
updates.
Yeah.
It's
updates.
Friday, man. Updates.
For you. Go ahead.
Well, I've been in the gym a lot more. Pretty much every day this week and last week as well.
It's good.
Getting some gains, getting some muscle. Feel great. Got some deals on the way for us for the podcast as well. Looking into getting a tour set up for us to visit different states, different countries as well. And then, you know, just bringing new guests, new girls, and the lifestyle, man. Love it.
Fresh is working on some guests behind the scenes, guys. Don't worry. I know you guys are always, oh, bro, you guys need some guests. We're working on it, guys. Trust me. And then what else? Yeah, Mo.
Give us your update, man.
Yo, I mean, I just weighed myself. I also wanted to give you guys a good story, but 388, official 112 pounds down.
Okay, Mo.
Oh, God.
Talk your shit, nigga.
Just Just want to say big ups to LA Fitness. I had literally just came from LA Fitness. So
my guy.
I do want to also say this. There's a certain scale that I use that normally I had to like have an app so I can track it, because every time I step on it, it's always just like a dot, dot, dot. Like, yeah, it's all, you know, once it gets to a certain number, it's just going to say dot, dot, dot. And I have to go to my phone to look at it and track it. For the longest time, I've had to look at my phone to track, you know, when it goes above. But now these days, for the first time, I'm actually seeing the numbers on the direct scale.
Yo,
that was, and man,
shout out to my homie in the chat.
I shed a little tear there.
Nate
when
got
I saw
keys.
That.
He gave you a shout out, Mo. Nate got keys. Shout out to him, man.
Hey, big up, Nate got keys. So,
Island
yeah,
boy.
Man. Oh, big up yourself.
Boom, oh my God.
So yeah, man, it was the very first time I actually got to see the numbers on a direct scale, and I didn't have to look at my phone. That was like one of the biggest things. And so with that said, I just want to thank all of you guys, and you know, thank you guys in the chat. Thank you guys for always encouraging me. Thank you guys for sticking with me. Big up Discord gang. We here now. It's the hood, ain't it? But thank you guys.
All right, Bill.
So this, how were you weighing yourself all this time if the scale wasn't working?
I have an app where it can give the actual numbers. Like if the scale, it goes up to like 390, but then it just says dot, dot, dot. So I have to go to the app that connects scale,
gotcha,
and it shows the actual number.
Okay. So now the scale actually works.
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. That's lit, man. That's a big W though on the low. Like that's a big, like imagine like not being able to use a regular scale and now you can like use one.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that.
That is true.
I can't imagine that. Bro.
Well, you fucked up, but you're fixing it, man.
Yeah.
It fucked up for a big part of his life, but he fixed up. Fixed it, man.
It's
good to see that he's like quickly like coming back into like real society and civilization.
But this shows, as a man,
because all you fat fucks are out there too with the same goddamn problem. You guys better use this as motivation, man.
Yeah.
Some of y'all are fat as fuck too. You guys over here are like, oh shit. But, like if Mo could do it, y'all could do it too.
But again, we all have things that we need to work on, and Mo just happens to be weight. So, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
just like how not long ago it was the first time that I actually get to go to the store, pick up pants, and just walk out with it. I mean, after paying for it, of course. But,
yeah,
like, I mean, like, I get to...
Before you have to use a website, right?
I would have to go to the store. They would have to go to their website and order online for all of my pants.
Damn.
But now I actually get to go to the store. There's a pants on the shelf that actually has the size, you know, my size, and then I can just grab it and pay for it right there. So
yeah, that's a big W, man. And you appreciate little things like that, right? Like me, I got my hair back, so I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna start brushing this thing. You know, you appreciate things when you lose them or when you never had them. So shout out to you, man. That's really cool. What about you, Bills?
Hey,
what's new with you?
You know, just regular stuff. Going to the gym every day. Releasing beats on my YouTube. You guys can go get free beats on my YouTube at Johnny Billions. Today was a leg day, quad focused, you know, just been in the gym, eating good, eating a lot more, trying to bulk, and yeah, just staying consistent on my diet and just, you know, staying out of harm's way.
Damn, so we're all in the gym. That's good. If only Chris could follow suit. If only Chris could.
Now, if you're training too.
That's not training. You'd just be boxing.
That's training, bro. If you do it correctly, that's training, bro.
You're still fat.
It's true. He is fat.
I'm just kidding. He's working on it. Okay. But W. Chris, though, because... Actually, no. This is W. Chris and W. Myron.
What happened?
I got an alley-hoop and a slam dunk. Thanks to you guys. That's all I'm going to say.
Remember last night when he said mission accomplished?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, how did Chris help, though?
He brought the food. And I ate, and then you served it to me on a platter, and I ate it. You know what I'm saying? He brought the food. You served it to me on a plate and a platter.
Oh, okay.
And then
okay.
I ate it.
Man, I'm the best wingman ever, bro. I'm better wingman than you, nigga.
What? No. Bro, I've helped. Way more people than you help me.
You help other people.
Yes.
I'm saying I help you. Every time I bring you something, it's a close automatically, pretty much. Because I screen the fuck out of the girls. This is
okay.
Me and Fresh.
Okay.
We go on double dates. I literally tell the other girl, or I tell her, bring her friend. Is your friend DTF? Because she's not. I'm not going to waste my friend's time. I literally tell her that shit. I don't care. Fresh on the other end. Oh, yo, you want to go to double date? Go. They're fucking, like... Nigga didn't warm him up at all, nothing. I'm like, bro, what the fuck is this shit? I got to actually run game on these girls? Fuck this shit.
But it's more fun though when you know what's gonna happen.
No, you gotta screen them, bro.
Okay.
We don't got time to waste on these bitches, man. Show them a good time. First, want to go, you know, show them a good time. And shit. I'm like, fuck this. I don't even want to be outside. I'm out here with these fucking bitches. I don't want to have to like.
Yeah, you
show
do
them
being
a good
outside.
Time. Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
I don't want to show them a good fuck out of here. Oh, show them
okay.
the vibe.
Okay.
Fuck you. Like, it'll be fun. Okay. Go have fun, bitch. Like, what the fuck do I look like, man? The fucking tour guide? Fuck out of here, man.
Listen, bad. Girls want to have fun.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not going to be the one to give it to them. Fuck that shit, man. But yeah, I always screen the girls out, man. Fresh never screens the girls, bro. Like, I'll fucking show up. Oh, yeah, we're here for a vibe and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Nigga.
Hold on. You know what I do? I'll be like, yo, you got a friend that's bad? My boy wants to go, chill with us too, right? She's like, yeah, I do.
Why are you lying? I don't.
Hold on. Then I'm like, here's my friend's page. Does she like him? Oh, yeah, he's hot. Cool. Awesome. Let's go for it. And then it don't always work out. But the point is that, like, I set it up. Not all the way like he does, but I do set it up.
Nigga just sets it up and says, oh, we're going to have a fun time and shit. Because he actually likes hanging out with girls. I don't. I'll admit that shit. I really don't enjoy hanging out with these bitches, man. There's very few girls that like I can actually like spend time and hang out with. Most girls annoy me, which I'm sure a lot of you guys here in the chat would agree with me on that a lot of girls are very, very annoying. And especially like chicks that are here, like visiting, like, bro, they're just in vacation mode. They want to just have fun and shit. And it's like, bro, we got shit to do. I got stuff to do outside of this stuff. I got to manage my real estate properties, fucking make sure that all the rent is collected, stuff is fixed, and everything else like that. These bitches want to talk about, I want to go to the beach. No, not going to the fucking beach. The beach here sucks anyway.
But Myron, let's be real here, though.
Yeah.
You do need a vacation.
No.
You need at least a couple of days off. At least like 2-3 days off, just you, yourself, you and whoever, in Keys, just chilling.
No.
It's been almost 3 years, bro. You need a little break.
The train goes
Mo, on. Am I wrong, Mo? Am I wrong, Mo? Does he need like a little break?
I'm not fucking leaving! You guys are going to have to deal. You niggas are going to have to deal with Krabby Myron, bro. Fuck it. Too bad.
Crispin, though. Although Myron does see like doing Fed Reacts as like his day off. Like he's just like, this is his fun time. Like, you know, so that's how my, right? Every time we do Fed Reacts, that's like your fun time.
Yeah, it is fun.
Yeah, yeah. That's
fun. Like, I want to do the Dragon Ball Z stream, but we don't got time because we got to move. I wanted to do it next week, but oh, well.
Well, we already got a lot of those type of shows lined up anyway. So.
What was that?
Yeah.
We got some heat for y'all coming. Guys, go on to the show, 515-605-9740. I'd love to get some haters on here.
Or questions.
Yeah, or questions.
I mean, either or.
So, okay, let's hit the first topic. Remy Ma and cheating on Papoose. What'd you hear
Remy
about
Ma
this?
Remy Ma and Papoose. Yeah, so they've been together for 15 years.
Yep.
He held her down while she was in jail.
Yep.
So every single day.
Got time for that.
And that's,
he still sucks at rapping, though.
Yeah, I mean, his rap career, not so much of a good thing, but him being there for his wife, I think that's really dope, as you should be. However, there has been some news recently with a battle rapper. What's his name again?
I don't know the name of the battle rapper.
Something.
But he made a comment about her cheating on him.
He made a diss in a rap battle, and they referred it to Remy Ma,
yep.
But we don't know who he really meant.
Yeah.
And apparently there was a picture or video of them together, but is that really her? Because I can't really tell. But I don't see anything showing that outside of the clip or picture. And all the articles I saw are them celebrating the anniversary in May. So I'm kind of curious to like figure out, is this true or not? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it's true.
Yeah,
I think it's probably some buzz to promote that rap league or whatever it may be, and that's what it is. I don't think she. There's no proof, man. There's
oh,
no proof.
His name's Easy the Block Captain. Thank you, Goony Goon.
Okay.
Easy the Block Captain.
So we'll just say that it's to my knowledge right now, I would consider it fake news. There's no proof.
And look, to be real, Remy Ma is not the best looking.
Not at all.
So I mean. I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm just saying, bro.
A lot of the audience here probably doesn't even know who she is. Guys, song Lean Back. That was her biggest song.
Lean Back.
She was on that with Terror Squad. I don't think she's on Terror Squad no more, though.
Yeah.
Which is Fat Joe's group.
But I would hope they're still together in harmony and it's going well. But once again,
her and Fat Joe's still cool.
Things don't last that long anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Cool. But
what the fucking Rumble chat, bro?
Yo, y'all niggas wilding over there, bro.
Yeah, the RumbleChat crazy.
I didn't want to say it, but they said it.
RumbleChat crazy, bro.
Yo.
They don't care.
Nigga even chill, dog.
Bro, Fresh, you should have seen the Rumble chat last night, bro.
No.
They was racist like 90% of the stream, bro.
Yeah.
That's all good, man.
We covered Jen Penn, who she was the Asian chick that killed her family.
Oh.
For,
I saw.
You saw that?
Yeah.
She killed her family for her boyfriend. What's that nigga's name? Something Wong?
Something Wong.
Something Wong.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Literally. Wow. Wow.
Oh, man.
Okay.
You make a lot of racist jokes.
I
didn't
really
realize that.
I don't know why, man.
But Asian Twitter don't get mad at us.
I mean, because they're not for it. Wait, I didn't say that.
It's only Black Twitter that cries.
The point is that, like, we should just love everybody, you know?
Yeah.
Love the world.
Well, and
part
then the next thing.
Mia Khalifa.
Yeah. They said that she made a return to porn industry.
So
no proof of this either, guys.
We covered, actually, a couple months ago, her disdain for the industry that made her.
Yep.
Gave her her name, gave her her social proof.
Which she still uses.
Everything. Tasing. Right? And apparently, they're saying that she's back in the industry now. Now, to be fair, again, we don't know because we didn't see a video of her saying, yeah, I'm back in the industry or her smashing because I didn't look that far. But to be real, like, I don't want to see it regardless. And it's like, bro, again, is she actually in the industry or not? Because at this point, we don't know.
Yeah.
So
I don't know either. And she's known to be a cloud chaser, guys. So I wouldn't be surprised if she wouldn't utilize it to, you know, get people talking about her or whatever, because she knows deep down that no one really gives a fuck about what she's doing if it's not related to sex.
Yeah.
And this is the thing that kind of sucks for females, bro. It's like, once you sexualize yourself as a female, 9 out of 10 times, you're going to be done, bro. Like,
yeah.
No, you will never be taken seriously again. Even Kim Kardashian, bro, can't really escape the sexualization. That's why she's had to continuously do surgery, et cetera. Even though she made a bunch of money from her clothing line and all this other bullshit.
She ain't happy, man.
Yeah, bro.
Or fulfilled at that point.
Yeah.
But I'll say this, though.
Damn,
Mia Khalifa did videos talking about marriage. That was hilarious, though.
Yeah, that was funny, too.
Like, your advice is important.
Yeah,
who
bro.
Cares about your advice, bro?
Yeah,
you're
bro.
A single Ethan.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Like, dude. LLL. And she was dating that chef, and that nigga left her. Bro, he probably got messages.
She got cooked.
Bro.
He got cooked.
Yeah, well, yes.
Yeah, here's some BBC videos, man.
Yeah, bro. Imagine like dating one of these types of girls, like they're like porn stars, bro. You already know, dude. They're gonna send you videos every single day of scenes of your girl getting smashed.
This is why you need the whole facts, bro. I'm telling you. You know what? I should make a product called the whole facts. Any girl you want, type in her name. We'll give you the full details on her because, bro. You don't know her past, bro. You don't know what she's been through. And to be real, bro, she could have been on Trigger Site. She could have been on, you know, P videos. She could have been with pimps. You don't know. So the more you know, the better. But yeah, he got cooked.
Bro.
Literally.
it's really sad, man. Like how, and I was just talking with Fresh about this earlier.
Before
with girls. It amazes me how we got girls that, you know, they get the world given to them. They're young. They're attractive. All you have to do is not get fat, not be annoying.
Don't
you
be
can
a
probably
hoe.
Find a guy. Don't be a whore.
Yeah.
You can probably find a guy.
You'll be good.
And you'll be fine. And these girls still find a way to absolutely
mess up.
Fuck it up, bro.
Trust fund baby. Hard worker. Become successful. They get everything up front and then waste it, like you always say.
It's crazy, bro.
And it's sad because somebody's going to marry her probably.
You know what the crazy
maybe.
Part is? The girls that are like not hoes.
Mm-hmm.
They hate hoes a lot.
But like, they won't say
lot.
It.
They won't say it, though. They'll never admit it.
Yeah.
But the girls that, like, you know, weren't promiscuous, weren't out there doing a bunch of stupid shit, stay inside, et cetera, like, they really hate these chicks. Like, a lot. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't hate hoes. I love them. But I'm never going to take them seriously. But the girls that, like, do what they're supposed to do and aren't 304s,
mm-hmm.
they have the most disdain because they do what they're supposed to do. It's like the equivalent to, like, you work really hard as a man,
yeah.
and you make this money, et cetera, and then you got, like, some trust fund babies running around in Lamborghinis next to you. And they're like, bro, you didn't earn that shit. Fuck you. That's how girls that aren't 304s feel about chicks that are 304s.
Yeah, that's true, actually. I just find it tough because...
Because they flex that they be inside.
Yeah.
There's some girls that literally flex, like, I just be inside. I don't be out the club and shit. Ew. What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's rare,
because,
though.
Like,
it's rare,
if you're in America, in major cities, there's going to be a lot of girls that are going to be like that.
Yeah.
And it's going to be harder to find girls that are not like that. But... It's the times that we live in. So I would say end times. Yeah.
It's end of times, right?
Well, no man knows the hour, day, or month, but the signs are here. You should read your Bible.
Did you say something about a river drying up?
Yes. Guys, if you know the truth, if you know the word of God, if you know what's happening behind the seas, we are hearing and seeing right now in real time the river drying up in Euphrates. It's crazy because, like, in history, it's never dried up before, and now it's happening, like, rapidly. That is scary because if you know what's happening in end times, Revelations, you know that that's a big red flag to what's coming next, which is going to be a lot going on. So
the more these 304s shake their hole rapidly, the more that water drains out rapidly. Yes. Goddamn.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy.
It also mentions as well, in the end times, men will become women, women will become men, which is going to be opposite. So
that was easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got 97 genders, so I'd say we're due for, I guess, the end of times, aren't we?
Yo.
All right. What else we got here? Jenny May and Young Jeezy. That's probably the only thing that's true.
That is factual.
Jeezy did, in fact, file a divorce in Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken. But no one really knows exactly why. There was some talk about her cheating on him.
Speculations.
But then there's some other talk as far as, like, Jenny May used to throw a lot of parties, would bring a lot of people over. She used to walk her kid to school. Jeezy didn't really like that. So it seems to me like Jenny May has issues with operational security. And Jeezy being a hood dude, he has issues with that. But, I mean, for him to divorce her, it must have been egregious.
Bad.
But I would not be surprised if it was some form of infidelity. Maybe not full-on, like, smashing another dude, but maybe some inappropriate contact with another guy. Because as you guys know, Jenny May is,
popular.
She's a celeb. She's out there in the media. She's on TV. She's doing talk shows. She's doing, you know, all this shit that puts her out in the limelight. And unfortunately, guys, when your girl is involved in showbiz, it's going to put her in certain situations that might impact your relationship. This is why I tell y'all all the time, don't date a girl that's a clout chaser. Don't date a girl that's in the show business. Don't date a girl that's big on social media, because the things that are required for her to grow are going to put your relationship in a dire situation. She's going to need to do – excuse me. She's going to need to get herself out there. She's going to need to market. She's going to need to, you know, show some skin every now and then. She's going to need to network. She's going to have to put herself in social situations, which might not necessarily be the best for your relationship, which is why I tell y'all, you just don't want to deal with women that are involved in this. And they've done it too. I think they did a study and they found the professions where women cheat the most. Nurses were at the top, but social media influencers were there as well.
Yeah.
So, and performers and anyone that's involved in any type of entertainers was the term that they used.
And
so,
you mentioned it earlier.
Yeah.
She wanted to raise their child a certain way. He didn't like that. And as the leader, as a man, her whole life she spent basically.
How'd she want to raise a kid? I didn't know this.
For example, like walking her to school.
Yeah, he didn't like that. Yeah.
And it's like, okay, what's the hierarchy here? You're the man of the household, right? Then the mother, then the kids. All right, you know what? I'm not like doing this, but my husband wants this to be done for the kids, so we'll do it his way. Versus, oh no, I'm a co-host of a popular show. I got my shit going on. I'm a boss, babe. I do what I want. That mentality, once again, being a social media influencer, stays with you because you're single most of the time, doing your own thing. You're independent.
And this is her second marriage. This is her second go around.
Yeah.
Not only is it her second go around, gosh, she's older, bro. Like, I mean, y'all hear, you guys literally see it on the podcast. We have older women on how argumentative and annoying they are. Like that old chick that we had that got kicked off with the French girl.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Literally sat there and said that we indoctrinate men to have toxic mindsets. And I'm explain how. And she's like, oh, because you tell men to get with women that aren't hoes, that don't necessarily have to be educated or smart, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, because men don't care about these things. But an hour ago, you were talking about how you want a guy that makes $255,000 a year, $250,000 a year, if not more, is tall and can protect you, whatever, and you want a traditional man. But we didn't say a word. Like, it's amazing to me how, like, women say what they want. We don't argue with them. We actually applaud them and say, good, want what you want. I don't know if you're going to find them, but want what you want. But when we say what we want, it's a problem.
Yep.
And the thing that really pisses me off even more so is that me and Fresh have busted our asses to get to this point where, we could demand a girl of a certain caliber because we fucking work for it, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of you hoes haven't earned shit. Like, a lot of y'all, like, I was thinking about this shit. I was across the street earlier today.
Chiropractor?
Yeah, I went to the Cairo. It was before I went to the Cairo.
Okay.
I went by the studio earlier, and I was walking, and some fucking bimbo bitch almost ran me over. That's why women shouldn't drive.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, you might need to elevate that one.
Misogyny.
Mo. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, you might need to elevate. Anyway, so I was thinking about this shit. I was like, men have to earn their sexual market value, right? We have to go out and conquer the world. We got to make money. We got to go to the gym. We got to be competent. We got to learn how to date. We got to learn how to make girls feel comfortable when we take them on dates. We got to be charming. We got to be charismatic. We got to be funny. We got to be able to tell jokes. We got to be able to be witty and have all these things, man, that take fucking decades to acquire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And God forbid you say, yeah, I just want a girl that's not a whore. Meanwhile, these fucking bitches don't do anything. They chase a career. They make money. They act like hoes. They dress provocatively. Instagram looks like shit, right? They're annoying as hell. They're rambunctious. They don't want to listen to you, etc. And then they say, "Oh, I deserve a high value man." And it's like, no, you fucking don't. Number one, you didn't work for it because you didn't work on the traits that men actually give a fuck about. Number one, and then number two, like, women literally write checks that they can't cash.
Yeah.
Like, yo, if you think of the modern-day woman, the modern-day girl wants a guy that's 6 foot plus, at least 100K a year, especially if she's in a major city. I'm going on the low end there, right? In the gym, good body to a degree, charming,
has
charismatic,
game.
Funny, has game, just gets it, right? Just fucking gets it. Most of these women want that guy. But realistically, they don't bring any type of reciprocal value back. A lot of these girls write checks that they can't fucking cash. They don't have the sexual market value to command the man that they think that they want. Then these bitches have the nerve to come on my shit, right? And tell me, oh, you want that? Oh, your girl lets you do that? She's stupid. No, she's actually very fucking smart, you dumb bitches. A lot of you hoes that talk shit that be on the panel here, they wish they could have a guy like me. But it's like they don't get it. Like, you are too dumb to realize that you don't have leverage once you reach a certain level of guy. But they think that they're still special.
And the craziest part is, let's say you get this man, right, that you actually want to take you a little bit more serious. When you get him, he's in front of you, you don't even know what he wants from you. And then what happens is you get smashed and tossed and, why did he leave me? Because you're not even a wife material. You're literally a cum bucket. Sorry, just saying. You are.
Bro, wish you guys could see the girls that Fresh be around that are all high earners.
Yeah.
They make 100K plus a month on Lonely Fans or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, all these girls are miserable, bro.
And, dude, they want love.
And they have huge followings.
Yo, you know what the crazy part?
Hundreds of thousands, millions of followers, and these bitches are fucking miserable.
Bro, being independent, having a degree, all this stuff, having money, is great. But they still want love. And the worst part is, bro, they are dying inside. They're sad. We had a lady on the show, famous lady, you know, finessing niggas, rappers, you know who I mean. And,
Go ahead, sorry.
And she has a bunch of money, lives in a big house, has so many options of guys that just want to smash her and fuck. But she wants a man, but the only way she can have a man in her life is to pay him. Isn't that sad? Like, for him to stay with her? She has to pay him. Yes.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I'm like saying to myself, like, hold on. You had a chance to have an actual man in your life that loved you, cared about you. But you say, you know what? Fuck that. I want to have fun, finesse niggas, talk my shit. Oh, I'm independent, making money. And then
now
you're sad at home crying
because
you only could pay niggas to be with you? You made your own bed. No lying it. Just saying.
Bro, I'm telling you, man. These girls, and this is why I want you guys to value yourselves. Like, yo, I can't. It really bothers me when I see guys that have their shit together get treated poorly by females.
Yeah.
Like, bro, half these girls are demanding a man that they don't have the sexual market value to afford the man that they want. But you dumbasses are literally giving yourselves away for clearance. Stop committing and giving relationships to or serious attention to women that don't fucking deserve you. If she's a whore and she's mad bad decisions, fantastic. You go ahead and treat her like recreational use only, because these girls need to be humbled, man.
You know,
she's getting out of hand here.
You know who needs to be blamed for this? Men.
Yes, yeah,
because if you allow it to happen, she will do it.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Sims fuck it up for everybody.
If you want respect, if you want to have that authority, if you want to be that guy that gets girls to actually listen to him, all it is saying, you know what? Here's my standards. That's some bullshit. Get out. But again, oh, what do you want, baby? You want to go over here? You want to go over here? No. Like, you're the man, bro. Like, let her follow your program. Don't follow her program. It's
the
just
worst,
crazy.
The worst is you rich simps, man.
I don't know why y'all over here treating these women that are fucking losers like they're the everything. Paying for rent, paying for trips, paying for cars. It's like, bro, like, she is literally finessing you.
Bro, there's a chick. I think you know what I'm talking about. On her close friends. I see it. She puts up all her Cash Apps and Zelles and shit like that that nigga sent her, bro.
Damn.
And it'll be like $1,000 a week.
You think?
And it's funny because I smash her. I don't pay none of that fucking. I don't do none of that shit.
But
and the guys like me are laughing. But yo, there's guys literally just giving her money. She's on private jets, traveling all over the place.
Do you think she can respect men like that?
No.
No, can't. She might pretend to get a relationship and then just finesse you all day.
And it's going to be tough for her to find a guy to take her serious down the road, too.
If she even does, yeah.
Yeah.
But so, again, in this current climate that we're in right now, man, I would just be frank here and say we're kind of doing
girls prioritize their Instagram over finding a man.
Yeah.
That's another big mistake, too, that a lot of girls have. I mean, we did on the show, how many times we said, yo, a man or Instagram? And they said Instagram.
There was a girl on the show recently. She was not the, I want to say, most efficient or most, I want to say, she wasn't the best option for a wifey type, but niggas were sliding her DM saying, oh, don't worry, girl. You were right the whole show. Fresh and Fit are so misogynistic. You're a queen. I'm just like.
Wait, what chick was this?
It was a recent show. You know, the one.
They can say it, man. They got to know.
The white girl. And I saw the DMs. I'm like, bro.
The one that was going to quit OnlyFans in 2 months?
No. Recently, the last show with the chain. And I'm like.
Oh, yeah.
She sold me her DMs. I'm like. Yo, are you serious? Like, niggas post so much shit online, but they go behind our back, and then DM girls like, oh, don't worry, those guys are mean. Like, you're a queen. I'm like, dog. But once again, she's laughing because, one, you're never going to be with her, and two, oh, give me all the validation and attention because I'll feel better about myself and continue my bad behavior. That's it. So, it sucks, man, but
damn,
it's what it is.
All right, let's hit the phone lines.
Cool.
And then, yo, guys, if you want to call into the show, 515-605-9740. Again, that number is 515-605-9740. Call into the show.
Yo, you know what I should actually do? I should expose people doing that, bro. Like, put your Instagram names. But not that's kind of fucked up. But nah, never mind.
Y'all niggas deserve it, but we won't do it.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
All right, so we can hit the Streamlabs, too. By the way, we got about 15,000 of y'all watching right now, man. So shout out to all y'all between Rumble and YouTube.
Let's go.
We got here Jeremy, $10 goes, or no, DeFrito Canton. Oh, yeah. Shout out to IVNF team. Y'all doing God's work. Appreciate it, bro. We're trying.
Thank you, bro.
Jeremy goes, Myron, will you ever add Chris as a co-host or somebody else? Fresh is not built for podcasting, if we're being honest. FNF has potential to be bigger, but copycats are catching up. Fresh take back for sake of FNF. What do you got to say to that, Fresh?
I mean, that's your opinion.
All right. remember when a major 304 used the Fresh and Fit podcast side by Myron to climb up to the top of the strip pole? Hogius Maximus remembers the stripper pole. Don't see debauchery like that since. Can't wait for the new studio. I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either. The sign would probably fall down.
All right. El Diablo goes, thank y'all for the truth and realness y'all provide. W, Myron, W Fresh, W Mo, W Bill, Super L Chris. All right.
Man, Chris be helping too, man.
Guys, I watch your show regularly. I agree with you on several things. One, many women never give a fuck about what men want and are narcissists. That's true. That's absolutely true. I was talking with John MLD about this. Most narcissists actually are females, not men. They're absolutely females. And I would argue in today's day and age, with the Instagram age and social media age, etc., even more so are. And if you don't believe me, look at any female's camera roll and look at how many pictures of themselves they have in there.
Thousands.
Yeah, I watch out to really like – see, another thing, too, is why so many guys think like I'm just like a fucking angry weirdo or some shit.
They can't see it.
If you've seen as many women's phones as I have, if you've spoken to as many women as I have, if you've dealt with as many women as I have, I mean, hell, even if you've banged as many chicks as I have, there's no way that you can't not think this way. Like bro,
that one Instagram post that you see – and your camera roll has like maybe 400.
Yeah.
Like 100.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Photos
easily.
Of the same one.
If she's an influencer, yeah.
She'll post it. Okay. Not enough likes. Different angle. Repost it. It's crazy.
Bro, here's another thing, too. Once you guys hit a certain like count, I'm telling you, you start to just see certain trends. And you can't not be RP aware once you reach a certain lay counter, you've dealt with enough women.
Yeah. And as a guy, ultimately, if you're a leader, you can decide how you want to do with it. But
yeah,
the reality is, like, most women, bro, are not going to be for you. So
that's true.
It's to you to know that and understand that
yeah,
you're the man. You decide what you want to do. And don't be no bitches like actual kid.
Yeah.
Because
there's good women out there.
For sure.
Here's the thing, guys. There's good women out there. We teach you guys how to find them.
Yeah.
Because my thing that I'm worried about is that a girl will sell you a dream, put out a certain picture, purport herself to be something that she's really not.
Yeah.
And you guys fall for it.
Purity.
That's my fucking fear. Like, once you've dealt with enough women, you understand the game and you know when a girl's lying. That's what I want. I want y'all to be like that. I want y'all to be in a position where you're like, huh, this is so cute. This girl's trying to sell me purity, but
yeah,
I know that she's not pure. Okay, I'm going to play the game alongside with her.
It's funny. Once you know the game, you can't really be finessed.
See the code in the matrix.
And then you can understand, you know what? What do I want as a man?
Yeah.
Is this a woman I want for my kids, to have my kids? No.
And then when you do enter the relationship with her, you still enter with a semblance of leverage where you can cut off any time, and she has the fear of God that you're going to leave her at all times.
Yeah.
Bro, look, man. Women only respect you when they fear losing you. That's it. Respect is rooted in fear, okay? If you guys are going to take one thing away from this little rant that I'm about to give right now, the only thing, okay, think of it as a plant. The seed of respect is fear. You need fear for the plant of respect to grow. She needs to be scared to lose you to respect you, okay?
Yes.
If your girl's talking to you crazy, slapping you upside the head, nigga, you ain't shit, talking shit, blah, 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 all that other stuff, she does not respect you. Why does she not respect you? Because she's not scared of you leaving her. She's comfortable that you're not going to go fucking anywhere. That's why she behaves the way that she behaves.
Now, this does not involve violence.
Of course
not. Or you shouting at her or demanding her to be this person. It is you being the man that she wants to be with. And in fact, the fear of even losing you for a day or even like a week or a second is scaring her to the point where, you know what? I don't want to put this up. I'm going to do whatever is possible to keep this guy, and whatever he wants me to do, I'll do.
Bro, if you got to yell at your chick or you got to slap her to get her in line, you already lost.
Yeah.
You lost. You lost. The fear should be you look her in the face and be like, we're done. Get out of my house.
Yep.
That should be the fear. You being done with her like that. Okay?
And when girls say the vibe, like, oh, I need the vibe from the guy, it just means he is that guy that's a leader that I want to follow, and he gives me that big the energy. And once again, is you just being a fucking man. That's it.
Yeah. And just, like, not uttering her fuckery, bro. Like, guys, you just got to be able to tell girls no and tell them, oh, you're going to do this? Cool. Then we're done.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of you guys are scared to leave your girl, bro, and that's why she does the stupid shit she does.
But you know the worst part? She'll leave you in a second, though.
Facts.
The moment you slip up, she's gone.
A lot of times, she's just tolerating your ass, bro.
She
want to be alone.
The fear in you? Oh, he's scared to lose me? All right, I'm out.
A lot of y'all about to get girlfriends because it's fucking about to be wintertime. She don't even really like
hunting season, bro.
Yeah, she just want to bring somebody Thanksgiving. A lot of you niggas are
turkey
boyfriends.
You know how many girls have boyfriends that be in the club just chilling? I'm like, yo, if her guy only knew what she was doing. But again,
yeah.
Oh, babe, you want to go to the club? Go have fun. All
yeah.
Right, cool.
L.
See what happens.
All right, what else we got here?
We got here.
I definitely want to hit the phone lines. And guys, if you want to cut the phone lines, again, it's 505-605-9740 to call into the show.
Right there.
You want to cut the phone lines? Drop the last four of your number and send in a chat, fnfsuperchat.com, as y'all can see, to cut the line. Fresh, how was the strip club yesterday with Ryan? How many 304s y'all smashed?
Oh, that's another trader, Ryan. Shout out to Ryan, man. Yeah, I was at a club last night with some girls, and it was dope. I won't say what happened, but it was dope. And no, I was not with a stripper. I was with an actual girl. You know who I was with. The blonde?
She is a stripper.
Like, she wasn't working, like, dancing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I get what you're saying.
There you go.
Okay. I was going to say, wait, she is a stripper. Yeah, she wasn't working that night.
Yeah.
And she doesn't – she don't work here, right?
No.
Atlanta?
Oh, actually, not this state. I won't say which state.
All right, never mind.
Don't make it too obvious.
All right. Niggas already know at this point.
Yeah.
Hey, Minor Fresh. I started watching your podcast 3 months ago, and I've gotten better at a lot of things. The one thing I haven't been able to get better at is to stop watching corn. I go for like 2 weeks straight, and I always relapse. What do I do? You stop watching, my friend. It comes down to discipline, dude.
The problem is your habits are built up to do that consistently. If you can create new habits, like maybe play a sport, do more work, get an extra job, or find a chick that you're cool with, then you can stop it. But again, that's going
to
be your...
This just comes down to discipline, bro. Yeah. You got to stop being a bitch. I had to say it like that, but that's what you really have to do. You just got to stop being a bitch. You telling me that you can't control your hand from touching your dick? Is that what you're telling me? Seriously, nigga, like that's what it really boils down to. You literally are telling us right now, yo, bro, I can't avoid putting my hand on my dick. How does that sound?
Sounds crazy when you say it like that.
Stupid.
But again,
if you're watching the show, repeat after me. I have a problem with putting my hand on my dick. Say that to yourself three times in the mirror, okay? And see how stupid you sound. And then that will probably motivate you to say, damn, I need to fucking
level
what
up.
Am I doing?
Something.
What am I doing, bro?
Yeah, bro. Create new habits, man.
Create new habits, man.
Better habits than that.
Respect to the boys. Y'all keep it up and keep preaching the truth and the word fresh. Much love. God bless.
Shout out to you, bro.
Yeah, man. But life is much harder than having an issue of putting your dick on your putting your hand on your dick, bro. Come on, man. Camp two times. There's an old untold story of Adam and Eve when Adam exasperated God and asked God, why did he make Eve so beautiful? God said, so you would love her. Then he asked, why'd you make her so stupid? And God said, so she would love you. Okay.
That's not, she's stupid.
It's not canon, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah, Cam always comes up with the funny shit. What else we got here? That's it? All right. Cool. So let's do the phone lines then. Guys, again, 515-605-9740. We're going to try to get as many of these phone calls as we can.
Let's see who we got.
Let's hit it.
This one is from Castle Club.
All right, Castle Club.
Big up Castle Club.
Yo, guys, castleclub.tv if you want to call into the show and skip the line, motherfuckers.
Behind the scenes, man.
Yeah, behind the scenes. Go ahead.
5426.
Go ahead.
5426, you are up.
Hello?
Yo.
What's up, caller?
What's up, man?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
It's Friday, man. Awesome.
It's awesome. No, I just want to – no hate. I know Myron likes the haters, but no hate over here for any of you guys. But, no, I just want to call in and say I've been a longtime supporter for the last 2 years. Recently joined Castle Club probably about a month ago.
Shout out to you,
later.
Bro. I'm on the mark with you, bro. Thank you, man.
Yeah. When you guys got canceled, I wanted to do everything I could to support, even though I'm not in the greatest financial spot. So anything I can do to help keep you guys rolling. You guys have helped me ways that I can't even describe. I've quit porn. I got out of a toxic relationship. I'm starting to get my money on point. I've joined better circles.
Question, bro. For the previous person that donated about the porn issue, how'd you overcome your addiction? How'd you overcome?
Stop touching your dick, bro. That's all it is. It's honestly, you know what? It's difficult to do. It can be difficult to do, but it's, you know what? It's kind of just a mind over matter thing. You just got to stop.
Did you create new habits?
Like,
hard,
but
did you create new habits that kind of took over that spotlight?
Actually, that's a good point. Yeah. What I started doing is I just started going to the gym and training harder. I just diverted all that sexual energy straight to the gym. And every time I want to do something, I just went, go to the gym or drop down and do 50 push-ups or something to that regard. And, it helped me massively. And it was Myron screaming at me that basically said, okay, stop being a bitch.
Okay. That's good, man.
But anyways, yeah, I'll thank you guys so much. You guys have done so much for me and transformed my life like crazy over the last year, and I sincerely appreciate it. And W Fresh, W Myron, W Big Mo, W Chris, and W Blitz.
Shout out to you, bro.
Yeah, thank you for supporting, dude. I appreciate that greatly.
Niggas a Blitz.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Canada.
All right, man. Thank you.
Shout out to Canada, man.
Who's up next?
All right, we have... 6619 Monarchus, 6619, you're up.
Monarchus.
Yo, what up, guys? I missed you guys. I've been overseas and stuff. And, dude, I needed your guys' help, dude, because I was gaslighted to the max. And I didn't even know what the definition of gaslight was. I did the fresh treatment and stuff and got almost cuffed up by a single mom. And I was hoping, Myron, before you chew me out, I don't have the abundance mindset yet, but I'm working on it. But I've been... looking at the red flags more better than anything, but I needed your guys' help because I was in overseas in countries where like they listen, and I don't want to get the Tate treatment. You know what I'm saying? I was hoping like you guys could, like.
Okay, you getting so much treatments? Like, what's going on, man?
God,
you need treatments. What's going on?
No. I mean, well, like freaking, I was in a country where like, for example, Myron, you're right. I was dealing with a girl that worked in the show biz entertainment business. She caught me off guard because she told me she didn't work in that. Then she hit me up with that. But you saying like what you were saying earlier helped me out a lot. And Andrew Tate's how to get over a breakup videos helped out a lot too, man. Because like, man, I wanted to ask you, what makes a single mom think or have the audacity or like why are there – because I feel like the single mom's success rate and like getting in relationships is much higher than these single women's. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Fresh? You know how like these single moms almost cuff us up?
They live off of your insecurities, and they understand that like easy access can convert to actual relationships. Because once again, if you're not playing games, you're going to be available to that person. You're going to know what they want. It's easier because they know that if they play to your emotions, they play to your actual needs as a man, you will wipe her up on some level, especially if you're not strong enough. So that is very true, actually. They'll prey on people that are not aware. So that is happening.
Yeah, I overpowered that, which is good. Thanks, Fresh, for like letting me know, because, man, it's hard, man, because they give the box up like for free almost. Like they give it up easily, like the single moms.
Mothers are the most – are the easiest lay ever, just because they're frustrated with the kids. They want to get outside, and then when they're outside the club, whatever, they just want to fuck anybody. So that is scary and at the same time easy.
You're right. You're 100% right, because I was dealing with that and I was like, yo, what the fuck? Why the fuck does she want a relationship with me? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? You a hoe? You know what I'm saying? You can't, like, and there's this country, like, there's this country out there that, like, what's it called? I just learned that lying is welcome. Like, they because, like, if you press them,
where you at?
Well, I'm back in the States. I'm back in safe grounds right now. I don't want to say, because I'm probably going to go back to that country, because like, it's a pretty party country and stuff. Like, starts with a P.
I'll just say, nobody knows who you are.
Yeah. Nobody knows, bro.
Oh, yeah, Philippines, man. I came back from the Philippines, man. And, like, there's a one place, more. Like, there's – yeah, there's, like, a, like I said, man, I didn't know the definition of gaslighting. I was hoping you guys could, like – huh?
You left the U.S. with a bunch of single moms. Go to the Philippines to find a single mom again? What's going on, bro?
No. It didn't work like that. I found her on Tinder. She was a single mom, but she was on Tinder. And then, like, you know, I was just trying to have fun. Recreational use only, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't go from the U.S. to Philippines. I was working overseas, quit a job, and then went to the Philippines to, like, get a cheaper plane ticket and all stuff. But I was standing there for, like, 41 days.
The problem is, if you don't have fun with single moms, hoes, strippers, whatever, you have to have game and be strong, because the problem is you might fall in love with a girl that you shouldn't be, because once again, you get the box.
It's actually more dangerous for you to not have an abundance mindset and get with these women. And I know you said that, like, oh, bro, I'm working on an abundance mindset. Fuck working on it. You need to have it now, dude, because you said, oh, I almost got tripped up. The reason why you almost got tripped up is because you don't have an abundance mindset. And when you get with troublesome women or problematic females and you don't have an abundance mindset, that's how you get in relationships with them, bro.
Yes.
The whole reason why guys make bad decisions with females stems from not having an abundance mindset. So you better have an abundance mindset first before you go and start dealing with these women, because these problematic women will sell you a dream. Your dumbass will, you know, fall for a hook, line, and sinker. Next thing you know, you're wiping up a single mom because you don't have an abundance mindset.
That is the exact moment.
They're evil, though, too.
No. They're not evil. Is that you allow yourself to be tricked by them. And once again, I'll say this. In my scenario, I didn't have an abundance mindset back then. I said, you know what? This girl's giving me what I need, whatever I want, easy access, and as well, like, I feel comfortable in a situation. But I didn't realize there's other women out there giving that same treatment that are single with no kids.
Yeah, bro. You got to have an abundance mindset before you deal with single moms and all these other women, all right? But we're going to hit the next call, all right?
All right, cool. But you don't know the depths of the different levels of evil. Like, and I didn't mean, like, just because they did that. I'm talking about, like, these girls, like, you're right, Myron, about, like, not going into a relationship broke is, like, and letting them have the leverage is, like, very bad. That's what I mean, because, like, I asked this girl, like, because she has a friend that, like, has a boyfriend, and I asked her, hey, why is the boyfriend okay with the girl working where you're working at? You know what this bitch said? She was like, well, the guy has no other option, and that shit took me off guard, bro. I was like, it dropped me hard, because I was like, yo, like, because he's broke, he has no other options? Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? This goes on with celebrities and Logan Paul.
Look, it's very simple, bro. When you don't have an abundance mindset and you don't have options, women treat you very badly.
Yes.
Women only respect men that will leave them and that will leave them, and they're scared to lose. That's why I told you.
Oh, can you
the fruit or the plant of respect, the seed is fear. All right. And the fear doesn't come from violence. It comes from you leaving them. But we're going to hit the next caller. All right, bro. You need to get abundance mindset.
One more favor?
What?
One more favor? Can you guys explain in thoroughly? Because I didn't know what the definition of gaslighting is and like the lies. Because I didn't know what gaslighting is. And there's not that much videos and who does it. Because I was gaslighted and that's like a sack of mind fuck right there. I did not know what gaslighting was. And maybe you guys could explain.
Fuckery, bro, you just don't respond to female fuckery, bro. When they say ridiculous shit, you just don't respond, bro.
Yeah, dude, that word, don't even use that word anymore, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's not necessary. It's your life, bro.
You can
your
only
control.
Be gaslit
if you allow it.
Yeah, don't react to female fuckery. Y'all see me sometimes react to these girls' stupidity here on the podcast for your guys' entertainment? Well, you best believe in real life, man. I'm not fucking – I just leave these bitches on scene, bro. That's
bro.
What you need to do.
Yeah, female nature is crazy.
Well, I never argue with a girl, bro. For what?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. All right,
bro. Later.
Yeah.
Who's up next?
All right. We have – this one's from Castle Club. 8070. He says he's a hater, but you don't want a Castle Club.
All right. Sure I want a hater on this one, bro. On the next one, I want a hater. People got a lot to say. I want the haters to call in. All right. So let's go ahead
they
and
call
screen
in,
their numbers. I know. But let's see if they could call
in. They're scared to call in.
Yo, what up, Myron?
What's up, man?
What up, man? So first off, shout out to my boy, Reggie. He's the one that kind of got me on board with this. I've listened to a lot of you guys' videos and whatnot. You know, you guys make some good points overall. It just seemed like the advice that you give to me as a guy that don't really need it, it's kind of unteachable. Because a lot of times the dudes that you're teaching this stuff to, they still be kind of in their own ways. And it's kind of conflicting with, you know, like their overall goal. Because a lot of guys want to, you know, sometimes settle down. You're teaching them to literally, like, fuck everybody. In the sense of like, okay, you need to get your body count so you can kind of understand how women work. But it's like, is that really true, my guy?
When did we say for everybody? I'm not going to go to wife.
You said you got
to
have at least 50 bodies, bro. That's a lot of bodies.
Yeah, but what's the end goal for that? Do you know?
You tell me. I don't know. I don't agree with you, that. That's why.
Hold on.
I think like 20 bodies. Would be fine. But,
do you watch
the show?
No.
Yeah,
but
the
you
show.
See, okay, you watch the show, right? So what's the end goal? For getting 50 bodies. What's the end goal? What's it for?
Experience with women, right?
No. What's it for?
Okay. Well, I answer you.
You don't even know. Again, you made a statement telling us what we said. But you don't even know why we said what we said.
No, I could tell you what you said. You said you should have at least over 50 bodies, right?
Okay, why?
What I,
why?
What I gathered,
why?
Right, but
why?
When I answer, you say I'm wrong, so you tell me.
No. I'm asking you, why do you need 50 bodies? Why?
Context is important.
From what I heard from you guys is like experience. You need to, you know, have experience with women.
Experience for what?
What is the end result?
I'm not sure. Can you tell me?
See, here's the problem, bro. If you're going to criticize someone's takes, you need to know the entire take so that you can properly criticize it.
No, but at the end of the day, I don't agree that you need 50 bodies for any reason.
Well, I said
you don't need to sleep with 50 women to what? Understand them better, know their ways.
Natural, right?
Like,
you said so. Because you're making multiple points here. So first, you're saying, yo, your advice isn't that helpful because guys that listen to you aren't going to take the advice because of
no,
someone
that they're usually stuck in their old ways. Usually.
Basically, yeah, that's what
okay.
he's saying.
So what's the difference between them being stuck in their own ways and you being stuck in your own ways? It seems like you're stuck in your own ways too, right? Because you said, I don't need the advice.
Well, it's not necessarily that I don't need the advice. It's more so I understand where you guys are coming from, and it's not like I have this problem more so. So I'm not like on the show
trying
to listen
particular?
To
what problem are you saying that you don't have in particular?
Dealing with women.
Okay. How old are you?
33.
Okay, so you're my age. And what's your leg count, just out of curiosity? I mean, I think it's a very viable question given the circumstances.
I mean, I know how this works. That's why I'm laughing. But I'm probably over I'm above the threshold. I'll say that. I'm well above the threshold.
Well, what's the number?
Bare minimum, 70.
Okay. Would it be fair to say that, you know, that your 70 body count that you're talking about has helped you out significantly with understanding female nature, and you're in a better position to vet a woman for marriage than you would have been if you had not had that number?
For marriage?
Yeah, that's the whole reason why I said a guy. I said a bunch of different things as far as like guys should have in place before they get married in 2023.
Why that's do you think that would help, though? Like, so you're saying because I slept with over 70 women, allegedly, that's going to help me in my marriage because I would understand women more?
I'm asking you in particular. Did you hook me up with those girls? Did it help you understand female nature better?
Yeah.
Okay. So since you
understand, I could say I had like 15, I would have known. You know what I mean?
Oh, really? You think with the body count that you would have had at 15, you would have had the same amount of knowledge that you have now at over 70?
No, I'm sorry. I'm saying if I would have stopped the body count at 15, I would know the same shit. Is what I'm saying.
So really, when do you stop then?
Yeah, why don't you, yeah.
When do you stop?
I'm married.
What?
I stopped because I'm married.
You're proving our point, bro.
You stopped because you. So no. Then, how did you acquire the other 50 plus?
This was before the marriage.
Okay. So you think, okay.
You're proving
our
point.
Yeah, bro.
Dude, you just proved our point. The whole point is to let the girls have experience so you can find the one that's good for you and following your program.
Yeah.
But you only know that from experience.
I don't necessarily disagree with
the
fact that, like, being with women will help you get experience. I'm just saying the number itself. My number is flagrant due to my situation, but not necessarily – You know
it's
I mean?
Not a hard
if,
number.
If my number had stopped at 16, I would be the same. Be
but
the
you
same.
Said earlier that you're natural, right? That you didn't have trouble with women?
After a point, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I had a window,
you
bro.
You never had an issue with women,
like a 3-4 year window.
Yeah, but you never had an issue with women, right? You said that earlier. You literally said that earlier.
Put it to you like this. After high school is when it kind of took off. There was a little window where I went crazy, bro.
So well,
before
guess what?
That, it was terrible.
Guess what? Congratulations. You're fucking natural. Most guys aren't.
This nigga lying, bro. Yo, dude.
No,
like,
what I'm saying is for the people that aren't, though, right? Like the guy that just called, he said he basically got stuck in his old ways when he is allowing motherfuckers to gaslight him. He's picking up single women. I'm saying the advice is good. I'm just asking, do you think, though, like if people are still stuck in their ways, they're not going to be able to move forward? So for people I don't necessarily – like, when I hear it, I agree. I'm like, okay, you know, some of the shit makes sense. Like, I understand where they're going with the shit. But a lot of times it's like, bro, you're giving niggas the book, and they're not going to know how to even read the shit. Like, they hear you, but they don't actually understand what you're saying, I personally think. That's
well,
what I'm saying. So
again,
when you say 50,
that's why we go,
I'm
that's
like,
why we go
damn,
step
bro,
by
like,
step.
50 can Yo. Actually be flagrant too, though. You know that. You know 50 can be extremely flagrant. You know what
All
I mean?
Right, look,
like,
man.
It could be to a point where it's like, I don't mean to keep rambling on. Like, I know this is short.
You are rambling. Shut the fuck up for 2 seconds. You're fucking rambling. Yo, it's very simple,
hey, fuck
man.
You, bro. I'm not one of these motherfuckers. Fuck you. Nah.
What?
I said I don't mean to ramble. You don't have to be a dick about it. So
no,
you're
fucking rambling. You're
you
rambling.
Hang up on me. I'm not tripping. Right, I know. I said it before you did.
You're rambling.
Why you got to be
You're
a
rambling.
Dick?
So, no, I'm just okay. telling you the truth. You're fucking rambling. And you're
I already knew. I said I was rambling. Damn, nigga.
You called it the show. You called it a mess.
I know the problem. That's why I stopped. And you're like, yeah, shut the fuck up. Like, bro, I don't need
Yeah, because you've been talking the whole fucking time. Every time I try to make a point, you fucking cut me off. You're the one that made the criticism, right? You're the one that made the comment, right? So I'm trying to address it.
I'm asking
you talk
I asked the question. Now
huh?
I'm sitting back and I'm listening.
You weren't a second ago. Wasn't until I had to fucking say, yo, chill out for 2 seconds. Let me talk.
No, it was when I said, I know I'm rambling. That's when it happened, bro.
Nigga, you knew it.
So you knew you're rambling.
You knew you were rambling.
Any lie, nigga.
We
yeah,
calling off. Calling out.
Any lie, nigga.
Anyway, look, it's very simple. You said it yourself a second ago. You said that you're natural. Understand that most men are not natural. So we have to go ahead and give the game from a perspective where you get a level all the way to more advanced. So
well, since you're not a beginner in your eyes, which is easy to say right after high school, most guys don't experience that. And then the other funny part, too, is that you're saying, oh, why are you having a body count over 50? Meanwhile, you have over 70, and I guarantee you having over 70 puts you in a position where you were able to pick your wife and do it from a position of
authority,
of knowledge and authority.
Yeah.
So you quite literally did what I say men should do, and now you're trying to penalize me for saying that.
Literally.
Like, no, I'm not trying to penalize. I'm just asking if that number was, like, does it have to be that number?
Are you fucking serious? Bro, you
I'm saying that I could have stopped, bro. I just, I was just going to say, I just kept going.
Yo, is it necessary for them to have 50 bodies? Number one, I said 50 bodies if you're thinking about getting married. Because if you're going to go ahead and attack my argument, attack the whole thing. I said, yo, before you get married, be 35, make six figures, have 6 months of savings, 50 bodies, and be in shape. Is that 50 number steadfast?
No.
If you're at 30, you're at 40, whatever, it is what it is. If you find the right girl, cool. But I want you to have some type of sexual experience. And it's amazing to me how you're trying to argue with me on a point that I made that you quite literally followed to the key. You cannot make this shit up, bro.
You can't make it
and
up.
Here's the other crazy part. You're a natural, and you still followed my advice to the key.
Yeah, that's this is
knowingly or unknowingly, you still did it.
This is an L hater.
Like, bruh, what the fuck? I think he just wanted to get on the phone to hear himself talk.
Yeah, literally.
That's what I think.
Yo, bro. Good job, man. You got nobody.
You would have had a stronger argument if you said, yo, I married as a virgin and I didn't need to have sex with a bunch of women, blah, blah, blah. But you literally followed what I said, and you have a marriage right now. Like, what the fuck, bro?
And he got nobodies, man.
God damn.
Anyhow, yeah, caller, you just proved our point, so thanks. Is he gone?
Probably gone. Never answered the question, though. Never answered the question.
We just did.
I said my number was 50 or over because I was mature at the time. When I started to play, I went crazy.
You were immature, huh?
So by you having sex with other women,
my hope was still be the same.
So you had sex with other women, and you matured up through doing that and figuring out what you like and what you don't like. So you matured. So it helped you.
It also hurt me.
How'd it hurt you? You got STD? You didn't fuck with a condom on?
Nah, it's just sometimes the view that you have, though, on them, it's kind of like, although, like, sure, you're allowing me to do this, it's kind of like the view that I'll have on them now. It's a little bit different. Or before the marriage, you know what I mean? But, like...
Oh, because you understand females
like,
what they really are? Did I destroy
you? Literally, you're putting words in my mouth, bro. Like, let me get it out. I'm not saying that. That's not, like, hear me for what I'm saying. Because what I said before was, had my number not been at that high, it would be the same. Like, it would be the same results. I think that, sure, it should be more than 5, but 50? That's all that I'm saying. Is it really necessary?
And caller. Did you not hear what
he's
said earlier?
He's trying to say that if he had 16, that he would have been able to still make the good decision on his
bro,
life.
That is fine. That's you, bro.
Exactly. That's all that I'm saying.
But, bro, you said
that's
earlier
that
you're
saying, bro.
Therefore, and most guys aren't naturals. So you're speaking from your own experience where it wasn't hard for you to get girls, but other guys need constant repetition and constant reminders of why they need to move in a certain way. I mean, the guy called in, he watched the show, he still fucked up and got with a single mom. Then he came back to reality and said, oh, shit, I watched y'all shit again, and it reminded me, what am I doing? So guys need constant repetition. Not everybody's a natural like you.
I can go with that. Appreciate
it, man. Yeah, you funny, nigga. I'll tell you that. You get nobody's dog.
I already know.
All right,
come
next?
On, bro.
Right, peace out, homie.
Who's up next?
All right, we have...
Sticking with it like 20 minutes, talking in circles. Okay.
We have 4326.
And here's the thing about naturals. They can never give advice. Naturals can never, I've said this before on the podcast, like, yo, never, ever listen to a dude that always got girls his entire
life. If you
life.
Didn't struggle.
Never listen to them niggas,
if you didn't
bro.
Struggle, you don't understand the hardship of dating girls.
That's
so.
Why to him it's like a foreign kind. It's like, what? Well, I would have been able to get a girl at 15. Okay, nigga, that's you because you're a natural. Most guys don't have that. All right, who's up next?
4326.
What's up, man? Welcome to the show.
4326.
Yeah, hear me?
Yeah.
All right, I just want to say this. I found y'all through Rich Cooper. I read all the Rolo books. I'm not no hater. But before I was RP, I was like Dr. Umar woke me up to black consciousness. And I got an issue with y'all and y'all views on racism and everything about
it. Go ahead.
So, like, I like how you try to hold people accountable. You hold black people accountable. You say a lot of people are lazy. But I feel like you look at the end product of it. Like, you don't look at the reason to why they're doing what they're doing. Like, back in the day, like in the 1940s, the Italians were the gangsters. They were killing each other, selling drugs, all types of stuff. But that's what we're doing now because we have an issue with systematic racism. And I know you always scoff at that and say, oh, y'all always blaming the white man, blah, blah, blah. But they really are the issue for a lot of reasons to why we're doing what we're doing now. And I took some notes here. So let me say this. So let's talk about it from the beginning. Like, if you look at a black person that's on the street selling drugs, right, they robbing somebody or doing something destructive, it usually starts with, and if you look at the numbers on it, the statistics prove this. If you look at the numbers on it, a person that comes from a fucked up education system, it usually leads them to doing crime and doing dumb shit because that's just the system of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can argue
okay,
about race.
So what's your point here? Are you trying to say that systemic racism is a problem? Is that what you're trying to say? Well, I'm trying to get your exact
argument. I just never heard you acknowledge that. Like, you always just criticize black people, and you look at the end product of it. Like, you always call them lazy, you call them thugs, whatever you say on Cinco streams. I hear all the stuff you're saying. But you just always look at the end product of it. You don't look at why they're doing what they're doing. Like, you talk about affirmative action and, oh, black people got this privilege to do this. But, like, you know where affirmative action came from? It came from black people not having the same privileges as white people. It's literally like scraps. It's like, okay, white people are so up here, we're literally giving y'all scraps to be something to fix your life. You know what I'm trying to say?
Look, man. If you want to have a victim mindset and blame everything
on... It's not a victim mindset. It's not a victim mindset. You always say that shit. You always say that shit. It's not a victim mindset. It's the reality of the...
No. It's a victim mindset because... Explain to me how Nigerians come over here and have some of the highest incomes in the fucking country, right? Despite the fact that a lot of them come from a small country, don't speak the language, okay? They're not... culture. What the fuck is that noise, nigga? You in a movie?
Oh, my bad.
What the fuck, man? God damn. So explain to me, right, how Nigerians come here and become successful despite the fact that they're black, they don't know the culture, they don't know anything, but they still become successful. Yet people that are born and raised here that have African-American backgrounds, right, blame systemic racism for their failures. Explain that.
All right, let me explain. Well, first of all, these foreigners that come over here, they're sitting their very best. They're not like, it's not like these people are just regular poor Nigerians. They're sitting the top tier Nigerian people to come over here and to be successful. So this whole notion that these Africans from these other countries are coming over here and being more successful than you. Hold on. We have a lot of black Americans in America that are very successful and they're very smart, dedicated, and they're doing great in life. We have this many of them. But it just seems like...
So what's your excuse then?
No, thank you.
What's your excuse then? What's your excuse then?
If Americans are being successful, they're black, what's your excuse for you?
Because you're talking about a small minority of people. You're sitting at the very best of them. And you're comparing them. Wait, let me explain.
Use their brain.
Let me explain.
Successful, but you couldn't do it?
There's a lot of black Americans that do it. But you're comparing a small minority of people. You're sending the very best Nigerians, and you're comparing them to the entire population of black Americans. That's what you're doing. But let me say something real quick.
It's fair, and I'm going to tell you why. When you're born in the United States, you have opportunities that no one else gets. What are you talking about, bro?
Hold on one second, bro.
Do you even have a passport? Have you left the United States? Have you been to other foreign places?
It's very cool.
You don't, because you wouldn't be making such a ridiculous argument if you lived in another country where they don't have a fraction of the opportunities we have. You've probably never been anywhere else that's extremely poor, where they don't have free education, free health care, all the stuff that we have here in the United States, because you can absolutely get free Medicare through Medicaid if you qualify. Free lunch, all that stuff. So you're telling me people that are born here, they have an American citizenship, they have all the opportunities given to them. You're telling me, oh, bro, well, only a portion of them can succeed, but Nigeria's getting their best money. It doesn't matter because they're still operating from a significant deficit. They're operating without the language, they're operating without the citizenship, they're operating without
their
the same
They're picking their best.
They're trying to figure it out. So it doesn't matter
they're
because they're
picking the 0.001%. These are anomalies. Like, you're literally picking anomalies from these foreign countries.
All I hear right now is, wah, wah, wah. I'm not
hold
here.
Hold on, let me explain, son. Hold on, Myron, please. Let me explain, son.
No, nigga, shut the fuck up for 2 seconds because people like you are what literally get me fucking angry and heated. You motherfuckers sit there and watch fucking Dr. Umar Johnson, Tariq Nasheed. You listen to this fucking victim mindset faggotry. Oh, I'm not where I want to be because the Italians.
I can go into detail. All you want to do is just assault. I can go into detail about it.
Up for 2 seconds because faggots like you are the problem with the black community. You sit there and you point the fucking finger at everyone else for why you're not where you're supposed to be. Reparations.
I'm not.
Down
I'm not saying
all this faggotry. It doesn't exist if you got the right fucking mindset. The reason
all right,
why
Mike, can I please explain?
Losers is because the music sucks. We tell each other to go ahead and sell drugs. We go ahead and idolize people like King John, we idolize fucking killing each other. We idolize not having fathers. We idolize fucking dealing drugs, committing crimes, robbing people. That's the real reason. No one wants to take accountability in the black community for why they're fuck-ups. It's because we
I am taking accountability.
Shut the fuck up for 2 seconds. I'm fucking talking. All right? Because faggots like you need to fucking listen. You motherfuckers need father figures like me that tell you that you're a fucking loser. It's not because of your black or your skin color or any other shit or the police. It's because you're a fucking loser with a loser mindset and watching faggots like Tariq Nasheed.
That's shallow. You're shallow.
Now you're not where you're supposed to fucking be. It doesn't
you
have
know nothing about history. You're shallow. You're shallow as fuck.
Loser. That's the problem. That's the problem. It's the mindset.
Hold on.
It's
so if a baby is born, it's the poverty. Literally fucking poverty. They come into an inner city with a city school system. There are drugs all around them. It's murder all around them. How are they fucking losers? They're into that environment, you dumbass.
Shut the fuck up, man. Because people like you are seriously the problem. Again, this is why I can tell you don't have a passport. You never travel anywhere. I've seen poor people come from other countries, don't know the language, die to fucking come here. Okay? Literally die in the back of trucks with overheat, exhaustion. Children die with their mom in their fucking arms. I've seen it with my own two eyes. Okay? Because I had a real fucking job, not a faggot YouTuber crying about victim statistics like you faggots on the internet. I used to see this shit when I was an agent. Bro, these guys are coming for an opportunity that you're sitting here, oh, systemic racism. What the fuck? Bro, from these other countries, they don't even know what that is. They don't have any opportunities over here to talk about systemic racism. You get free education. You get fucking government housing, got food, welfare, all this shit you're sitting here talking about. Systemic racism. Shut the fuck up. People are so fucking soft and weak and fat and weak-minded, and they complain about all these other factors as to why they're not where they're supposed to be in life. It's not a skin problem. It's a you problem. You're just a fucking loser. And the reality is, the reason why the black community is fucked up is because we don't have fathers. That's the real reason. We have fathers, we idolize criminals, we idolize drug dealing, we idolize violence against each other, we idolize Jordans over fucking investing. That's the reality. We are our worst enemies, but no one wants to take accountability for this shit. They want to blame every other fucking race. That's the problem with the black community. But unmute this faggot. Let him talk.
You back on.
What you got to say? Go ahead.
Hello, hello, hello. All right, so you're blaming the music, right? You do realize white people are the majority of hip-hop fans, right? They buy all the tickets. But if you come from a suburban area, you come from a good education system, you come from a two-parent household, you're not going to actually do what the fuck rap music says. But if you come from a certain type of environment, that's what you're that's the life you're going to live. These people are just products of their environment. But you keep on denying systematic racism like it's not a real thing. Yes, a lot of people are fucking idiots. They do go down the loophole and do and make bad decisions. I'm not...
Again?
What?
Again? I hear your mindset, bro. This is like a brand
I'm
problem.
Not a, I'm not playing a victim. It's not a victim mindset. It's reality.
No.
These
bro,
people
I didn't say,
don't have the same opportunity as a white person
problem.
Accounting next to them.
No. I'm not arguing victim mindset. You have a brand problem because, once again, it's common sense. It's not a victim mindset. It's common sense. If you want to be successful,
you work for it. If you don't, you make excuses and you lie to yourself and
it's
say,
it's not that simple, bro. It's not that simple, bro.
It is that simple because you're making it hard for yourself.
Bro.
Look, I am not from here, bro. I'm from Barbados. I'm from a random island.
You're an anomaly. You're an anomaly, bro.
No, I'm not. The Jamaicans, the Bahamians.
You sound like the women that are doing your podcast.
All came here struggling. Nigga, I worked at Chick-fil-A. Who the fuck is telling me, oh, I can't make it? Whose fault is that? It's your fault. So once again, bro, it's a brain problem. Your brain is telling you you can't do it, so that's your problem. Once again, bro.
Hold on. You know Wells Fargo is being sued for discrimination. They did not, like, they did not. So many black people.
Who cares, bro? Who cares about Wells Fargo?
What?
Who cares about former? Who cares about white people?
All right. Let me say one more thing before I go, please. Let me ask you this question. Have you ever, people that's listening right now, or like listening to this podcast, have you ever seen an Asian man get shot by police and just embarrassed in the street? Have you ever seen that before? You know why? You know why you've never seen that before?
Why?
Because America, they have to respect the Asian community because America needs Asia all together. The reason you don't see them getting oppressed like us because they have leverage over the U.S. government. We don't have nobody. Slavery disconnected us from Africa.
Agenda's being pushed. That's a different
topic.
All right,
hold on. I'm going to address your stupid-ass asinine comment you just made. Number one,
okay.
You realize that black shootings a minority of police shootings. Most of the time when police get in shootings, they kill white people.
Yeah.
But you don't see people riding in the fucking streets. Black people are a minority.
Please listen. Oh, my God. That is ridiculous, bro. That's a ridiculous statement.
You talk, nigga. Shut the fuck up for 2 seconds. Because you fucking victim mindset pussy motherfuckers literally make me go irate. Because all you guys do is sit there, why? I'm not where I'm supposed to be because the white man and the police are shooting. You do fucking realize most police shootings, they kill fucking white people, right? You do realize that.
We make up 13% of the population, you dumbass. They make up 70% of the population. Of course there will be more of them.
Yeah, they're the majority of the population.
Fuck?
Explain to me why
you stupid shit you hear from Stephen Crowder. You're too stupid to hear online.
You don't even know what you're talking about. Mute this nigga for 2 seconds because this nigga's a retard. Explain to me how black people make up 15% of the U.S. population, yet they're overrepresented with violent crime in the United States. Please explain to me how most of the shootings in the United States happen on white people, but no one's protesting or doing BLM for white people when they're shot. We're running around and we're glorifying idiots like George Floyd, who's high on fucking fentanyl, that's a fucking criminal that robbed a pregnant woman and put a gun to her stomach when there was a baby inside. You motherfuckers give that faggot a gold casket. But no one wants to have these conversations because we're ass backwards in the black community. Instead of complying with the police, following the laws, doing what the fuck we're supposed to do, what do? We riot, we loot, we act crazy, we fucking go wild, we talk shit to the police, etc. And you don't think that they're going to retaliate in a violent manner? Like, it happens. It happens because of their bad fucking decisions. That's the reality. All right? And you can't tell me and sit here and say, oh, Police brutality. They fuck up white people too, but no one says shit. If anything, when black people get shot, they go fucking crazy. There's a media frenzy. Someone has to get indicted. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. If anything, we overcorrect when black people are shot by the police. A lot of the times when they shouldn't have been doing the stupid shit that they were doing. No accountability. This is why so many people in the black community are fuck-ups, because of faggots like you that sit there and cry and complain and blame everybody but the fucking themselves. How is it that black people are 50% of the population, yet they're overrepresented in prison populations with drug trafficking and violent crimes? Explain that to me. Don't sit there and say, oh, it's because of profiling. No! How about this? They're committing the majority of those fucking crimes. How about that? And I'm telling you this as a guy that used to be a fucking federal agent. I used to sit there. We'd catch people with drug trafficking things and everything else like that. Hey, a lot of times it was Hispanics. But once you get into the interior, who controls the drugs? The black gangs. How about you just call a fucking spade a spade? They're overrepresented because they commit more crime. How about that?
Yo, it's crazy because I thought girls used to make Myron lose hair. But I think this guy's making him lose more hair.
We're the only, black people are the only fucking minorities that sit there and cry about everything, bro. They cry about everything. I don't see Asians coming here, Indians, Pakistanis, nobody else. They come over here, they work, they figure it out.
But over here, oh no, systemic racism, all these other faggotry sociology terms. How about you're just a fucking lazy piece of shit and you need to get out there and fucking work? How about that?
Any better callers, man? Because this is he's not gonna take, he's gonna remain the same and believe in his bullshit.
No, man, fuck that nigga.
Yeah.
The thing is that people like him, this is like these victim mindset people that sell that victim mindset. Like that's how they think.
Yeah.
Literally, it's everyone else's fault for why they're not successful. It's because I'm black. It's because of this. No, you're a fucking lazy piece of shit. That's why. But no one wants to take accountability for why they're a fucking loser anymore.
Yeah.
Get the fucking retard back on the line if he's still on or might have left. He's gone.
All right, listen. Byron, what you said, it was violent. Some of it was violent. But what I'm talking about, what you're talking about, the end product of it, I'm talking about why they're in that predicament in the first place. You keep on saying, oh, black people commit most of the crimes, blah, blah, blah. But I'm telling you why they're doing that. If you look at any place throughout history, any country, any race, any religion, these people do that. They have to do that for survival. The reason they're killing each other, if you look at, like I said, the 1940s, the Italians were doing this. The gangsters, Al Capone, they were gangsters. They were killing each other. They were drug dealers because they didn't have the same system as white people did. That's why we're doing what we're doing now. I'm just saying, yes.
Yeah, rough stories.
Let me explain. Like I said, there's white people who listen to King Von, right? But they come from two-parent households. They come from the suburbs. They come from a good education system. They're not going to pick up a gun and go rob somebody. But a black person comes from a bad predicament, don't got two parents, they come from a shitty education system, they're going to commit crimes to get money. That's how it works.
Nobody cares, bro.
Don't care because you're fucking ignorant, bro. You're fucking ignorant.
Bro.
You're a foreigner.
You're a foreigner. That's cool.
You're a foreigner, bro.
Bro, all you do is fucking crybaby shit for why Italians were able to get away with organized crime and why blacks aren't getting away with it. Guess what? Those Italians all got indicted, bro. They all served a lot of time under RICO laws, and some of them are in prison to this fucking day, right? When they died in prison. So at the end of the day, if you commit crimes, you can't sit there and say, I'm a product of my environment. It's because I didn't have opportunities. No, you committed a crime. You're not supposed to commit a crime. And it is what it is. You deserve to go to prison.
I'm not making excuses for him. I'm telling you why they're doing it. It's not an excuse.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No,
the reason why they commit crime is because of XYZ. It doesn't matter. You want the fucking bank. You deserve to go to jail. Shut the fuck up, you fucking faggot. Holy shit. If you commit the crime, do the fucking time and don't cry about why you committed the crime. You fucking faggot piece of shit.
But you have to look.
Faggots like you are literally the scum of the earth. You sit there and you complain and you cry for why you're a criminal.
But you're scared of Dr. Umar. You're scared of Dr. Umar.
Nigga, I told him he could come on the show and debate. I've been told him. He could come on the show and debate. He didn't want to do it. And shut the fuck up. You know what you're talking
about. But you keep on. Hold on. But you do realize you see things like.
No, I literally told him he'd come on the show and we could have a debate. He didn't want to come on.
We can move on.
So
man.
Shut the fuck up. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's called. He's lost, man. So.
No, man.
No, you lost, bro. You just overtalked me.
The scum of the earth, bro. You will sit there, dumbasses like you, will go to a school with African American children and tell them the system is against them. It's rigged, bro. You're going to be a product of your environment, blah blah. Instead of saying, yo, you control your life. No one can fucking stop you. You go to school. You don't fucking sell drugs. You don't do all the dumb shit. You don't commit acts of violence. You don't get money by any means necessary. You follow the law. You be a good, upstanding citizen, and you become successful regardless of the circumstances. But faggots like you will sit there and indoctrinate an entire generation of children to say they're victims. That's the fucking problem when niggas like you, Dr. Umar, Tariq Nasheed, all you fucking crybaby pro-black motherfuckers are a bunch of losers. You don't tell people the truth. Work hard. Consistently, and you will become successful regardless of the circumstances. We don't make excuses over here, you fucking faggot.
That sounds good. That sounds like the fucking women on your podcast, bro. That sounds good.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
The truth.
Okay.
My father came here in the fucking 70s and the 80s. He
there we
him.
Go. Anecdotal,
yeah.
Just like the women, bro.
I'm telling you, a lot of immigrants come over here and they figure it out. They speak the language, got robbed multiple times by those same black people, by the way. They're born and raised here, okay? got robbed multiple times, figured it out. Broke his fucking leg, refused to get on welfare. He figured it out. He struggled most of his adult
life.
There's
plenty of black people who do figure it out. There's a lot of black people who figure it out and overcome circumstances like that.
There's other people that's overcoming. What the fuck you crying about?
So how the fuck are you going to make that happen for all black people? You have to fix the system if you want to see people take
a bitch like you.
What? If you want to see people perpetually succeed, you have to fix the system that they come from. You can't keep on saying, beat the odds, bro. Don't sell drugs. Just go in and beat the odds. I know you're black, but you can overcome it. That's beating the fucking odds. How can we fix the system so we don't have to overcome shit like white people do? If you come from a two-parent household, you come from money, you're going to be successful. That's how it is. That's how America operates.
You got to
overcome something. We always got to overcome some shit.
We got other callers, man, that actually paid, bro. So we're going to move on because you're just going to argue again, again, again. So once again,
bro, you had nothing to the podcast, bro. Shut the fuck up, bro. You had nothing.
Have a great time, bro.
You're just crying. That's all you're doing.
You had nothing to the podcast, bro.
That's why you're still broke and I'm still here. So it's fine, bro. So
once again, I'm not. You fake it. Bro, everything about your life is fake, bro. You fake your body killing. You fake your cars, bro. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, really?
What do you really add to the podcast, bro? What do you really add to the podcast? You brought Asian down? All this behind-the-scenes shit. What do you really add to the podcast, bro? Fuck out of here, friend. Shut up.
Well, maybe if I had your mindset, I would care, but I don't care. We have to say so.
Yeah, you don't care because you're fucking ignorant. You're shallow. Go ahead. You don't have to care. You're from Barbados. You married a single mom. I know, bro. Watch the podcast.
Oh, you watch the podcast.
I didn't call and talk to you, bro.
You want to waste people's time, that's all.
I'm talking to Myron, bro.
Myron's giving you the energy. I'll never give you that energy because you're wasting time. First place. And number two, I can tell you.
Okay, bro. You're not into this show. You're not an intellectual, bro. You're fucking stupid.
And thirdly, bro, once again, you will always be retarded. Thank you.
The point is this, bro. At the end of the day,
it's like, what the fuck?
Just insult me, bro. Just insult me.
No, that's the problem, bro. I'm telling you, because all you do is sit there and you perpetuate victimhood in the black community. Guys like you.
It's not victimhood.
It is victimhood.
All I'm doing is acknowledging. I'm acknowledging the system that black people come from. It's not victimhood. If you shoot somebody, you're stupid. Yes. But I'm telling you why they're doing what they're doing. It's not victimhood. I'm just acknowledging the truth about reality.
Whatever.
Debate Dr. Umar, bro. He's doing white support with you. I don't have a PhD like Dr. Umar. This is not my expertise.
You come. He's scared.
He don't want to come.
You don't want to come.
I spoke to him. No. He understands that if he comes on the platform, one, he's going to lose the argument because Martin's going to destroy him. And then two, his belief is, oh, if I go on the platform, I'm going to promote these guys. And he doesn't want to do that. Even though he ain't even that big, so it's kind of funny. But once again, caller,
there's so many other people in that sphere. There's so many other people in that sphere that would debate you like before with
problem,
but you don't want to call us. You don't want to call us.
Hopefully you get the help that you need, bro. You know, but again,
this is not my expertise. I'm fine. I'm about to go to law school. I'm fine, bro. I overcame the odds. I'm not going to sit here and use my anecdotal experience to, like, use the whole whatever, bro. I'm done.
If you work hard enough, you can get out of it. Yo, dude, you're retarded, bro. Yo, get a thing off the line, bro.
I'm not retarded. I'm about to go to law school.
You're retarded, bro.
Okay.
All right. Dude, you just argued for a point that you just beat yourself. You're going to law school as a black person. That's a W. Again, I would never spend out time on you. Thank God Myron will, but I would never. Because you're retarded, bro. All right.
This is a Streamlab $50 chat. 1106, you're up.
People like that,
that's all they do is cry.
I let them wallow in their own misery because I just know that you can't change your mindset. So, wishing the best, though.
1106, you're up. 1106, you're up.
Bro, I don't want to follow that call. Come on, man.
It's tough, bro. I know.
That's fucking wild. Oh,
man.
All right, hey, guys. First of all, I want to say, fucking any caller comes on after me, they hear you, bro. Like, you don't have to ask. It's really fucking annoying. Everybody asks that shit. But secondly, so I don't know if y'all remember me. I called in about a month ago. I know. Sorry. Excuse my kid. Baby mama died in June. I got two young kids, all that shit. You guys helped me out. I've been reading up on Aaron Clarie. And, you know, I appreciate it. But so at this point, like, so like I'm trying, it's, I don't have to, I'm working between 6 and 7 days a week, and okay. I'm like trying to get with girls and shit is really difficult right now with the, having the kids full time and shit like that. And I'm thinking about honestly just taking the L for 6 months plus until the kids get a little older, you know what I'm saying? And just completely cutting women off. Is that, I don't know, is that like a bad idea for my status and shit like that? Or should I, what do y'all think about that?
Cool, remember, this is your life that you want to live. And I think putting your kids first is definitely important. But also,
of course,
you
yeah.
put yourself in there as well. So I would just say, of course, put the kids first. Make sure they're taken care of and everything's being done with them. But once that's done, make time for yourself. I mean, look, if you got to make sure you work and you fulfill your duties from like Monday to Friday, instead of say, you know what, I'll pay for a babysitter to take care of the kids or dealing with your mom or sister or something like that, and you take that night to go out
sure.
on a date, that's fine. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
It's just time management. Like, guys want to have success, and I get it. Focus on that at the beginning. For example, you do your work first, your business first, then in your free time, you could spend doing what you want to do. And that may include dating or having fun with your friends, whatever that may be. But to just do all work forever, no. Or if you want to go monk mode for a period of time, which you can do, it's up to you, of course. I did it for basically a year and a half. I didn't talk to any girls, really.
Okay.
Just focused on work and studying
okay.
success. That took time, but I was willing to make that sacrifice. You may not be able to do that. So, again, do work first, put your kids first, and then when you have free time whenever you can, then you go on dates. Simple.
Cool. Yeah, because right now I got money. I'm trying to, like, build wealth. I am at just at six figures and all that shit, but I'm trying to – you know, expand upon that. Right now, they fucking, leaving them with a babysitter is tough. They're scared I'm going to leave like their mom is, you know what I'm saying? So, but taking a break ain't always like a bad call, I guess, is what you're saying, though.
Yeah, because, okay, this is a problem that people have sometimes, right? They focus too much on work aspect, but they forget this life is short and it's fleeting. Like, on some level, you need experiences. I don't care who you are. You have all the money in the world. Without experiences, you can't really enjoy life. So my thing is, like, work your ass off. Definitely work hard. Put focus on your kids as well. But you have a life too, bro. Like, the world isn't over yet for you. Still have a life yourself. So make that time for yourself as a human being, as a man. Simple.
Cool. All right, man. I just wanted y'all to see you soon. I won't keep you any longer. I appreciate y'all.
But yeah, you got it, bro. You're doing the right thing, so you're on the right path. All right, man.
All right, thanks.
All right, bro. Okay, who's next?
Next up. We have, nine eight six five. You're up.
We have some paid callers, Mo.
These are paid callers.
Got it. Cool. What's up, caller? How you doing,
Hello?
Man? We got you.
Hello. Yo, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Man, fuck these fucking niggas worried about fucking finger popping bitches on the side, man. You gotta get your money up and not your funny up.
Okay.
I got a question, man. I work a full time job as an automotive refinisher, and then at home I also run a garage as automotive refinish with a detail shop. And I've been wanting to quit my job and use my 401k to buy a real estate property so I can live in a 2-unit. I wanted to see your guys' inputs on that.
So you're working your job, you have a 401k, you want to use that money from the 401k to get your first property and live in it.
Yes.
I think that's a pretty good call, man.
Do it. Just understand that you're going to have to pay back
a portion of that. Yeah. And if you can't get an FHA loan.
Yeah.
Repeat that, Mark.
But make sure you live in it. No, I said... do it, but just understand, excuse me, my mic was muted. Do it, but understand that you're going to have to pay back that 401k, that loan that you take on it. But make sure it's your first, to be able to borrow against your 401k if it's a primary residence.
Yeah, I actually wanted to take the penalty on it because I do want to end up quitting my job and pursue my as an entrepreneur on my actual shop. So I'm worried about me quitting my job and then, like, I lose the whole 401k account.
Yeah.
Get the property first.
Get the property first. And then don't quit your job until, again, you're making at least 1.5 to 2 times as much money at your side hustle. But it's got to start up as a side hustle.
Because if you quit your job, it would be way harder to get a property if you can get out at all.
Yeah, yeah, they, yeah, bro. You're going to have to wait 2 years.
Yeah, so
don't quit your job.
Get a property first,
whatever
bro.
You do, don't quit that job.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I was planning to do. I'm planning to get the property first. I'm looking at one on Sunday, and then if everything goes good, then hopefully probably in a couple months I can end up quitting my job and keep pursuing my career.
There you go. You got it, man. But yeah, I think that's a good move, though.
All right, man. Guys, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it, bro.
Good work, man.
Thanks for going into the show, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Damn, I lost my voice. God
yeah, see,
it.
That's the problem. You wasted on him, and he's not worth it. That nigga's a bum, bro.
Here's the thing. You got to make an example of idiots like that, though, because he's making an argument, and guys like him, and here's the thing, too. He's a successful guy. He figured it out. But what he's doing is indoctrinating another generation of people to be fucking pussies. That's the issue. So you have to destroy those guys. You have to absolutely destroy them.
Yeah, you're better than me, bro. I'm giving him no energy, bro. He could suffer, but I guess for the audience, you want to do that, so I get it.
You got to do it, man. Because that's the type of guy to go to a school and be like, oh, yeah, bro, it's your black, so the odds are stacked against you. It's good. You're going to be a loser if you don't. Like, he's basically sitting there saying, like, oh, people commit these crimes because X, Y, Z. Who cares why they commit it? They committed it.
Yeah.
They deserve to be punished. Like, you're a human being. You know right and wrong. Don't commit crimes. Don't rob people. Don't hurt people. Don't steal from people. Like, what the fuck? Like, we're not going to sit here and give them an excuse for why they're fuck-ups. Like, don't be a fuck-up.
Yeah. I agree, but his mindset, his brain problem, probably won't go away, so. But the audience can hear that and see for themselves what's true or what's not, so. So.
There's an entire industry, by the way, just so y'all know, where it's called, like, selling the victim card. And there's a lot of YouTubers that sit there and, like, constantly sell the victim card. We're not going to do that over here.
No.
We're not going to do that.
Definitely not.
So.
Okay, who's next?
This is actually $100 on Streamlabs Chats.
W supporter.
What's his name? His name is David. He had just put it in, too. So I got you, David.
Got you, David.
8206, you're up. 8206, you're up.
Hi, Fresh and Fit. Can you hear me?
Got you.
I got you, man.
Thank you for calling into the show.
First time, long time. I've been listening ever since The Exorcist was on the show. But I want to get your opinion.
Pass the tree.
I want to get your opinion. So after an RNC debate or DNC or even a presidential election, there's you watch CNN or Fox, they do like reaction. Off of highlights. So I was wondering, what do you guys think if you guys, maybe like a week later or sometime after, you bring in Michael from Access Vegas or maybe live stream Ryan Dawson, and one of you guys go over a topic and you guys react to it?
We'll probably do that definitely next year when it's comes closer to election time for sure.
Okay, cool. Because I love the geopolitics when you guys bring that into the show.
Yeah, trying to be diversified, man. I mean, I like it too. We just have to be careful about, you know, who we bring on, and we've got to do a lot of it on Rumble now because, you know, especially with YouTube is going to be sensitive to that stuff next year.
I don't like it because I know what it does, but fuck your shit up.
For sure. For sure. For sure. That's all I had. Thank you guys, and I appreciate all you do.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, you guys helped me out in my life and just wanted to show my support.
Thank you, bro. Cool. Appreciate that greatly. Like I said, we'll do it. This is going to have to be on Rumble, not YouTube.
That's where I'm at.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Big up again for that $100 Streamlab chat.
That, man.
Speaking of Streamlab, another one. 1588 1588 you are up. 1588
Yeah. Hello?
Yep.
Yo, what's up, man?
We got your caller.
Yeah. So I'll just cut to the chase. But so like, I've been watching you guys for a long time, like probably like 2 years now or whatever you say, but what would you guys say your mission or the purpose of this show is in your own words?
Yes, yeah, so caller, you mean separately, right? Of course. Yeah. So I would say for me, it's more like I want guys to understand that like, you have a choice in life, or girls, money, success, and ultimately, if you're a man of value, you want to become a man of value yourself. You just have one life to live, and no matter what happens, it's good. So, the caller called before, mindset, dream problem. Which is poor, to say, this is the life that I want, how do I achieve it? Fitness, mindset, credit score, finances, whatever that may be, get it in order, that's going to be your path to success. Once again, as an individual and as a man, you should want the best for yourself, because if you don't, your family's going to suffer. So I think as a man, you need advice from people that have made it to get to that point. So that's what I would say for the podcast.
Now, our goal, man, is to just help guys be the best version of themselves, not be pussies, understand that their life is in their hands, not systemic racism or any of this other bullshit, which is why I'm so against it. I'm very passionate about letting you guys know that you control your life, not no female, not the government, not society. You run your life, whether it's your fitness, your mindset, getting your money on point. It's on you, okay? When you become successful, it's on you. If you're a failure, it's on you. That's my biggest thing, is you guys understanding that you control your life. No one else does. That's why I say we're the number one men's self-improvement podcast in the world, because all these other people are trying to copy us and just bring bitches on their show and talk a bunch of nonsense, but they're not teaching you guys how to actually be in a position of authority to talk to bitches, how to actually be attractive, how to be in shape, how to be the best version of yourself. That's why I always laugh at these other podcasts trying to copy us. They can imitate, but they'll never replicate, because they don't actually teach y'all how to become better men. They just want to go ahead and make money. We're going to make money by bringing girls on. But they don't give a fuck about having these shows here. They don't want to debate with callers about tough topics. They don't want to have these tough discussions. They really don't give a fuck, if I'm going to be honest with y'all.
Yeah.
Like, I actually give a fuck. That's why I'm willing to sit here and yell at a fucking retard on the internet, because he's pushing out poison to y'all.
Yep.
And I don't want – and when you deal with idiots like that, they're literally cockroaches. You have to slam them with no mercy. We're not going to accept that faggotry over here. Okay? Because that's all I hear is a bunch of fucking – faggotry when I hear that type of shit. You know what I mean? So that's what it's about, guys. It's about being the best version of yourself, not listening to no bullshit, and understanding that you control your destiny. Nobody else. Nobody fucking else.
All right.
All right. Let's get him next
one. I'm about to
put him back on.
I got to put him back on.
Yeah, put him back on real quick. He was on the road.
I remember.
Am I back on?
Yeah, you're
back on.
Okay, yeah, so I think I have a clear understanding of the show. I just asked the question only because this is my concern. Why do you guys bring Zirka on the show? That's my, like, and I'm not, I really have a hard time even asking this question, because I don't even want to speak on another man. Like, I'm not concerned with him or whatever. But, like, Myron, I love the show, you know what I'm saying? Fresh, I see people hate on you because... whatever, like, you may not talk as intellectual as Myron or whatever, but you're you know what I'm saying? You bring a balance to the show or whatever reason you guys came together, it works. And I'm fond of your guys' what you guys say, how you say it, how clear and concise, and you don't care about people's opinions and all that. So I'm not telling you guys how to run your show. I love the show. I watch it every all week. But my problem with it is like, whatever Zirk is doing, because I don't know him outside of your show. I only found him because of your show. And I don't watch his stuff on his own. I don't know what he stands for. I don't get it. But, like, he has, like, I know you guys do entertainment and stuff like that. And maybe the shit that he's saying is, like, gimmicks or whatever. But, like, when you guys say that you guys are here to help people and help guys become the best version of themselves, I truly believe it through watching your guys' show, all the information you guys put out, how you guys speak about people, like, you guys give the whole honest truth, even if it hurts, whatever. But when I see Zirka on the show, it's like, it makes my ears bleed. Like, you got this guy, like, a man-child. Like, this guy is just sitting here just talking about bullshit, like, strippers and doing coke and all this other stuff. And it's like, you guys sit there and tell girls, like so you guys ask a girl a question, right? You'll say,
I think I get your point about why, Zerka, you want to hit this room with it.
But
you got to understand that we live in a world now where people are entertainment first, so you need to see. It's entertainment first, so we got to entertain and then educate on the back end, right? But you're not going to get the people in unless you entertain them first, you know. And I get it. Some of y'all are split on Zerka. Some of y'all love him. Some of y'all hate him. But I like the guy. It's always great shows when he's on. Obviously, he comes on every now and then. I mean, we're going to have guests that you like and guests that you guys dislike. And I think it's very important to have a different array of guests. And you guys are going to like everybody that we bring on the show. For example, some of y'all love Nick. Other you guys hate him.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? So that's what it is. And I think that's what makes this show so interesting is that we have guests that stimulate very strong emotions in our viewers. And some of y'all love them. Some of y'all hate them. It's cool. I understand that. I respect that. But we're diversified, man. We like bringing on people from different backgrounds. And that's what it comes down to. So you might not like everybody, but other people do. And that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, other podcasts, you know, yes.
You know, we have different takes on people and what they have to offer. And, you know, Zerka could be a bit much sometimes, but, you know, he has his points here and there. And once again, his audience comes over, gets a bit more views, so it does help convert other people from his viewers to our viewers as well. So there's a method to the madness you don't see as well. So I would just say, yes, can be a bit unbearable, but with that being said, the entertainment that he brings, the funniness, the random exploits that he does, you know, it's just one show out of many. So it is what it is.
You guys are going to like every single guest that we bring on, and I understand that. We'll give it back to him in the last word, and then we'll move on.
Definitely. I definitely don't think I'm going to like every guest. That's not necessarily my concern. I just feel like he doesn't bring any value is what I'm saying. But I'll skip off of that because I'm not here to argue about another dude that's gay. But you guys had a caller last week, right? It was an older man with kids. He was like more atheist, he was saying, but he was more leaning towards putting his kids into like a Christian school or something like that, right? And so I like that. I like that conversation that you guys had because I think that's something more that needs to be talked about, not just like so. Because like I know a lot of your audience is a lot of like guys that don't get pussy or like they don't really know their place in the world and stuff like that. And so you guys are out here helping, you know, the people at the bottom that really need the help, right? But I think for some of us dudes that have had some success in life or maybe are struggling in a different category, like I'm 27 years old. I have a son. I just got custody of him. He's turning 4 soon. And, you know, like I drive box trucks and stuff. And so, like, hearing that conversation was dope to have because, like, and I don't know if, like, there's a way to do what I'm saying. Like, I'm basically asking if you guys could have, I guess, guests or maybe topics or episodes that talk more to helping, like, fathers or, like, and how to, like,
He's going to come on, I think, next month. So we'll have that with Rolo, and I'll keep that in mind. But, caller, we got a bunch of people on the line. We'll make that happen for you.
Okay, yeah. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you for the support, man. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Slowly getting my voice back. Slowly. All right.
Oh, yeah. Stop going so crazy on him. I know you got to kill him, but, dude, you need to talk to us more.
Yeah. All right. Who's up next?
I agree.
Let's say we got a hater on the line.
Actually, we got to get to – we got a couple of Castle Club guys.
Okay, cool.
We got to I see you guys out there in the Castle Club. Yo, thank you guys again for donating and donating in the Castle Club while you're watching. So with that said, 0476, you're up.
Hey, what's good, boys?
What's up, man?
Yo, so I wanted to ask is what happened with Zena no longer being BTS? Because I've been watching her on these blue pill ass streams, and she's talking like Andrew Tate's guilty. So I would just want some insight on what happened with y'all.
Well, she's moved on to better things, so to speak, and we wish her the best.
All right, simple as that. That's cool, man. I mean, you don't got to throw all y'all stuff out there. I just thought it was really really weird that she was willing to throw Andrew Tate out like that when she's been, you know, BTS with you guys for so long. So I was just curious, man. You can leave it there.
Yeah, well, what she does in her own time is her own stuff, bro. Once again,
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah. Once again, though.
She said something about Andrew.
That's not our issue. That's her issue, so she can deal with that herself, you know?
For sure. Cool. Well, that's all I had, guys. Thanks.
We don't own anybody that worked for us ever. They do what they want. Right. And if they cross lines, then they will be, you know, let go. So,
who's up next?
This one's another Castle Club. It's a couple of them. We'll get to it. 7965, you're up. 7965, you are up.
Let's hear it.
Yo, what's up, Fresh and Fig? Can you hear me?
Yo,
we
sir.
Got you.
We got you.
What's up?
Oh, man, I'm nervous as hell, man. I've been watching you guys for like 2 years now. That other guy that black guy that was always complaining a lot, he needs to chill the hell out. I'm black myself. I was going through the same situation, and I'm a truck driver right now. Right now I'm making 6K, 8K a month now. So I need to chill the hell out.
Good job, bro.
And I just broke up with my toxic-ass girlfriend. Now she got to deal with things on her own. I'm making money. It is what it is, man.
All right, what's your question, bro?
I don't really have a question. I'm just letting y'all, you know, just
okay.
Thank you for everything, man. Thank you for everything. And then one last thing. Every time, yeah, fuck that bitch. Every time I hear a woman talk to me, the first thing that comes to my head is, what would Myron say?
Hey, man, that's not
that's
a bad
really
way
it, man.
But she might get offended because I'll say some crazy shit. So be ready.
I mean, it is what it is. I got money now, so I don't care. So
fuck these bitches, man. Yeah, that's what we talk about.
All right, y'all have a good one, man.
All right, bro. Later.
I will love them for you, bro.
Who's up next?
Yeah, he had tip 20 in the Castle Club chat.
Shout out to him. Let's get a hater on. My voice is back.
Well, we got just another Castle Club member in here.
You got a hater in the queue at least? Get a hater in the queue.
I'm sure there's someone that donated regular that's probably a hater.
Probably.
Somewhere.
Well, guys, if you want to cut the line like you're seeing right now, castleclub.tv, and then just they're smart. They're on the Castle Club, and they're messaging Mo on there because we're live on Castle Club right now.
9666, you're up.
Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys? It's my second time calling in. I called like a week or two ago. How you guys doing?
What's up, brother?
Yeah, not too much, man. Yo, first of all, I just want to say that French-Canadian bitch that you kicked off the show because she was like giving you attitude, I was on YouTube and like looked at the recommended video the next day. She was on some other podcast just fucking chilling. I was looking weird, man. It was one of those rip-off shows.
Yeah, what else is new? Dude, they literally messaged from our show like right after, dude. It's fucking ridiculous, dude.
Yeah.
These copycats
fucking
are getting
chances, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, anyways, I'm like 31 now. I had some fucked up shit happen to me when I was 20, bro. Like I lost my mom and I just went through this whole like 10 years of just being kind of waste and you know, not getting any women, not really being on my goals. So my question is just like, aside from the big shit, like getting your money up, getting fit, you know, stepping into your frame. Like, do you have any other kind of like smaller advice that you would give for just getting out there and like, you know, meeting women and just kind of getting the ball rolling?
Well, the number one problem that guys have when it comes to girls is sourcing most of the time. And the problem stems a lot of times from not sourcing enough. You have to have more, you have to be talking to a multitude of different women, man. You got to be working a lot of volume. Okay. It's basically sales, dude. And you got to be sourcing through all methods. Watch. I did a video, dude. I really want you to watch this. How to get laid, and it's on our Womanizer Wednesday playlist. Go back and look, and I literally have like a board in there, and I go over all the sourcing methods, how to set up the date, all that shit. It's like very systematic and linear. Watch that, and I break it down.
Caller,
all right, true, man. Thanks a lot,
caller.
Also, just
caller.
Oh, sorry, what's that?
I was gonna ask you, when you want food, where do you go for food?
I mean, to the restaurant, I guess, or I just make some.
Cool. When you want to, I guess, like, have a party, go to a party, where do you go?
If we go to a party, I guess I go out and I find it, right?
Right. So if you want girls, where do you go?
You just got to hit the streets, right? Cold calls?
That's the point. It's intention. So whatever you want, the action behind it. So if you want girls, bro, it's really not that hard, but it's hard to figure out what to do to get them. So I would just say, like, for you, bro, you seem pretty smart, head on your shoulders to know what you want. If you want more girls, bro, put more tip behind what you do. And you may need to go on dating apps, go to clubs, go to bars, or, for example, just be outside to meet people when you go out.
And I talk about all the sourcing methods in that video. I talk about social media, social circle game, cold approach, night game, day game. I talk about all that in detail. And I talk about, you know, how to, you know, collect leads, get phone numbers, all that. Check that podcast out, bro. It's in the playlist. It's in there. Search, like, how to get laid or something like that. Fresh and Fit is going to come up. And I pull
true,
out
true.
A fucking...
I appreciate that, man.
All right?
Yeah. I just want to say one more thing. Just, you know, whatever all these fresh haters are on, bro, like, they're actually crazy. Like, I don't get it at all, bro. Maybe it's because I'm Toronto. We got a lot of island people, bro, but it's all vibes. Like, I don't get it.
It's cool, man. I have yet to There's see one of these haters call actually be on my level or on some level have an understanding, because I get it. I'm not like Myron, but I myself, I'm not trying to be nobody else but myself. So it's like, okay, cool.
You keep it real still. Like, I don't get it. It's all like, you know, it's all chill. It's all classy. It's all polite. I don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, you're more chill because you're from Canada, so you understand me, but it's all good, bro. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Fuck him, bro. Fuck him.
In Canada, eh?
All right.
It's a good time, eh?
Let's see. Yeah,
All right, bro. Later.
We got a hater.
Apparently, we have one.
All right. Let's get him on.
He donated 20 total in stream. Yeah, stream lab chat.
Cool.
9189, you are up. 9189, you're up.
Let's go.
Yo, can y'all hear me?
We got you.
Yes.
Can you guys hear me? All right, dope. Sorry for cutting you guys off early last week. I had to go. I had an important call. But I'm the guy that called last week about holding Myron accountable. But after hearing a lot of people talk about the race fit, I'm just going to bet it for now. The reason why I'm calling today is just because that was my original plan. But today, I have a question as to how to handle, like, something from the past coming up. Because I got a message from, like, a ex-girlfriend from, like, high school talking about how, like, she had, like, a traumatic dream about, like, an interaction we had. Nothing sexual happened on my end. But she was like, I felt uncomfortable. I felt as if you kind of pressured me to do stuff. But I'm just, like, confused as to where that's all coming from. And, like, how do I protect myself?
Wait. So your ex calls you up and says to you, she had a dream about you guys. And in the dream, you made her feel uncomfortable?
No. Like, she had a dream about something that happened. I can tell you what it is. Are we, like, on Rumble or are we on YouTube as well?
No, we're on YouTube still.
Because I don't want to say something and have it just be a fucked up problem, right?
Okay, just summarize it. She calls you and tells you that you...
Brother, go ahead.
Basically what happened...
Go ahead. You know what?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Basically what happened was, in high school, we went to my house, right? We went to my house. I was at first trying to get her to give me head. That it wasn't working. And I was like, you know what? Let me just stop, right? She said she didn't want to. She said she felt uncomfortable. So I was like, all right, dope. I stopped. We chilled. We cuddled. She left. No biggie. The next day, everything was cool. I completely forgot about his interaction. But from her story that she told me, she's like, oh, I felt pressured. I felt like you were forcing me to do stuff. And I'm like, I don't know where this is all coming from. I mean, we've been on relatively good terms. Like, we don't talk at all, but, like, it just came out of nowhere. Like, I don't even have her followed on Instagram, and she just messaged me out of nowhere. So I'm, like, a little bit nervous because I have a job, and I – go ahead.
So this is an ex, not a dream that you had. This ex, a legit ex.
No, she had a dream about the interaction.
But did it actually happen?
I don't know what you're not understanding. Yeah,
no, bro.
It happened, but in her retelling of it was way crazier.
Well, my friend, it was that awkward, and she felt that type of way about you from the very beginning, and then you start dating her. I mean, is she going to call the police or something? And, like, what's she going to do?
Man, I don't know. That's why I called you.
Yo, how am I going to know what she's going to do, bro?
Like,
you call, dude.
No, I looking to protect myself? Because this came out, like, it came out of nowhere. Like, I was legit. I was like, yo, I'm on pressure's ass today. And then
I got the message when I was on my way to the gym, where I'm at right now, and then I was like, holy fuck up. It just took the air out of the room for me. And I'm kind of like, you know, you feel uneasy because you're like, you don't know what's going to happen next, right? And yeah. I don't really know how to really, like, protect myself from it because it's, like, it just came out of nowhere. Like, her and I are cool. We are, like our families are still friends. But it's the fact that she brought it up and rephrased it in a way she's like, well, I felt forced to. I felt like you were, like intimidating. What did she say? She said, I felt like you were, like, pressuring me to do it in a way that if I had said no. And I was like, we didn't do anything, though. She's like, yes, but I felt like you were kind of pushing towards that, and I felt really uncomfortable and vulnerable. And she was like, in my dream, it brought me back to that feeling, and I kind of had a panic attack. And I was like, what the fuck do you mean panic attack? Like, we're cool. Like, this was in grade 11. Like, I'm 27 now. Like, how the fuck are you going to, like, bring this shit up, like, it's, like, out of nowhere? Like, you're just messaging me. We haven't spoken in 3 years. Like, where is this coming from? And she was like, I don't know. I feel like that's the reason why I've been having issues with my current relationships, because I go back to that moment, and I don't feel comfortable enough to open up to other men because I feel as though in that moment I felt so scared to say no. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, we didn't even do nothing. You didn't even suck my dick. So how are you going to say that I did something to you if you didn't even suck my dick?
Emotional distress, my friend. So, yeah, once again, this is happening on a widespread scale with agency Russell Brand. Some people are being put in the spotlight for having these, like, allegations. And they probably didn't even do it. Now, for you, I will just make sure that you have receipts, text, maybe some, like,
yeah,
actual...
I don't, bro. Like, this was, like, in high school.
Okay, that's fair. But she can admit to you over text that you didn't do anything. Like this is what I would do, right? I'll make sure that, like, obviously you didn't do shit because you say you didn't do shit. And then I'll say, okay, just to be real, this, by the way, these dreams you had, remember, none of this actually happened. So you're feeling this way. It's just you thinking this way, but it never happened. Get it in writing. And when she responds, yes, I know, but I feel this way. Cool. At least it's in writing. But to be honest with you, bro.
I'm sorry to cut you, man. I don't mean like this in a negative way. Like, she basically messaged me that. We spoke on, like, IG call. Then she, like, cut the call off. I messaged her since, and she just hasn't been responding. She just left me on red. And I think she either blocked me and she unfollowed me. So... like, she just followed me back for a second, then she unfollowed me. So I don't really know what to do now. That's why I'm like, I don't know what to think. Maybe she's like, it's like a therapy thing for her where she, like, messages the person she feels attacked by as a way to, like, deal with the trauma of it. But I just don't know where it's coming from. And, like, I'm, like, so caught off guard. You guys have no clue. Like, I'm literally at the gym, can't even play because I'm just, like, mentally a little bit fucked up right now.
Yeah. Well, my friend, you can't do much now because you're blocked. So, I can help you. But if you did have the chance to talk to her text-wise, keep it documented. But at this point, I mean, you can't. So.
Yeah.
See, because when people make allegations against you that are not true, bro, you have to immediately document it. And she can out herself because if it didn't happen, her admitting that on the text would be like, okay, cool. Hey, man, whatever she said, you can see clearly here, she said that it didn't, never happened. It's how she felt in the moment. That's very important.
Yeah.
So you didn't do that. Which I understand you were kind of shocked, but that's the best way I would handle it at this point. So
okay, wait, yeah, my phone's in my bag right now. Is mine? Can I get Myers' take as well to add to yours, or is he not?
He's
here. Myra, what's your take as well? What can I do from a legal standpoint?
Put on a clown outfit, a clown outfit, and you'll be fine.
What,
bruh?
Oh, we
fucking
around.
We actually
the boy that cried about that shit.
Yeah.
Remember? Oh, bro, he put on a white hood.
Yeah.
Bro, I mean, okay. So, listening to the situation. Okay. So it's very obvious that she feels a certain way, even though.
Yeah.
Those things might have not happened.
Right.
And I think it's very important.
Yeah.
Oh, can you hear me right now?
I can hear you.
So,
I can hear you. I'm right here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I said, how she feels versus what's real are two different things. And she might be doing it to try to get some closure. She might be doing it to try to, you know, get you in a weird predicament. Is your conversation with her on, like, text? Is it, like, saved?
No, she texted me, and then she IG called me.
When she texted you, what did it say exactly?
She says,
I have no interest in reconciliation. I'm disgusted with who you are and who you have become, how you chose to treat me. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I contacted Brad. She's like, all the, and then she was like, what's going on? Fuck. My bad. Like, my data is really trash right now. I'm in the gym. She was like, I was curious as to why, I was curious as to why you thought it was okay to do that to me and make me feel so uncomfortable. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, are you free to call? Then we called, and then she explained everything to me. She hung up. I messaged her back, and then she hasn't been responding to me. And she's, like, blocked everything off.
All right. It's really weird that she would do this, like, 15, 16 years later.
Yeah.
She's a weirdo from that. But here's the thing, bro. You didn't do anything to her. You didn't break any laws. So, you know, there's nothing that she could really do to you from a legal perspective there because you didn't break any laws. How she feels and what's real are two different things. So if she does try to come out and say that you did some shit, whatever, let her just tell the truth. Yo, I tried it. We were hooking up. She didn't want to do it. I respected that. I gave her a distance and she went home and that's it. That's really what it was. Like, she didn't want to hook up with you and you respected that. So, like, it's like, what can you do? And you guys dated. You guys were seeing each other at the time intimately, right?
Yeah. No. I'll be honest with you. We didn't have sex together. This was like me pushing the boundary for the first time.
No, but I'm saying, like, you guys were seeing each other at that time in high school.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is what it is. Like y'all didn't hook up. She came back to the house with you, whatever it may be. You guys were both in high school, and that's it. But, I mean, if she tries to be on some weirdo time, you just say it like it is, bro. Like, I didn't do shit to her. She's just fucking weirdo. But just –
Investigation,
yeah. I mean, it sucks, bro, but, like, I wish you had some of that documented, but you don't have any of those conversations with her before.
Document everything.
You got to document everything with these bitches, man.
Nah. Because I switched phones since high school, so I don't have any that should save. But, I guess thanks for the advice. And before I go, a little bit of hate. I got to sprinkle a little bit of hate before I go. Fresh.
Old Apple ID.
The reason why people have issues with you?
Shut up for 2 seconds. I'm trying to give you goddamn advice on something important.
I'm not talking.
Do you have the old Apple ID?
No, dude, I have an Android phone.
Do you have the old login for for your Android account or your whatever? What the fuck?
I used to have a BlackBerry back in the day. Like my dad used to work in with the government, so we got like three BlackBerries. So I used to have a BlackBerry back in the day. So
yeah, BlackBerry.
I used to have the BlackBerry key. I think Q5 or something like that.
Okay,
but I'm saying, do you still have the device? Like, bro, it might be good for you to retrieve it. Fuck. Because here's the thing, bro. I know that this woman's fucking retarded, but unfortunately, we live in a crazy-ass world now where, like, you got to show that the woman's retarded. Does that make sense? So I would start digging up anything you have, any written correspondence with her, any proof, any witnesses that you guys were in an intimate relationship during that period of time. Just start defending as if she tried to make an accusation against you, even though nothing happened. All right?
Okay.
Like,
I'm gonna try to look and see what I can do in terms of old messages.
Like, be prepared for her to say some dumb shit, and you can have evidence to refute that. That's all I'm saying. Like, be prepared as if she's gonna make an accusation. Hopefully she won't. She probably won't because she doesn't have anything. But be prepared. Now go ahead.
All
what
right.
you want to say?
No problem. All right. What did you mean? I'm gonna make it real quick, right? The reason why, like, a lot of people in the whole community hate on you is because of the fact that whatever you do to bring value is not seen. There's a level of, like, incompetence that comes across, and because you don't speak well and you stutter, and it seems like your growth in that aspect is super slow. From the outside looking in, it looks almost like you're leeching. So a lot of people look at you and they go, wait, man, I can do that better than he can. I can talk better than he can. I can act better than he can. I can regurgitate the same talking points better than he can. So that's why people look at you and they go, no, we don't really fuck with that guy. And it doesn't really help that you dismiss it and almost seem as though you're not really improving at a pace in which people can respect. So that's why people don't really fuck with you like that. I'm just saying what it is. I'm not a big Fresh hater. I understand that, like, you're growing in ways. Maybe I just don't see it. But it's just, you asked earlier as to why people
always be hating and stuff like that. It's just because, objectively speaking, from the outside looking in, it looks like your progress is super slow. And for the regular average Joe, they go, I can do that same shit twice as fast, way better. And it, your lack of, like, acknowledging that to a lot of people just comes off condescending, and people just don't respect it. So that's why people don't give you the respect that you deserve, because part of the brand, Fresh and Fit, right? That's what it is.
Okay.
So that, so what do you have to say to that? Because I think you don't ever just brush it off and say they're haters or they're jealous or whatever, or like they're on the same level. But you have to admit on some level, like, some of the things that you've been doing to improve have been lax. It's even to the point where your own speech therapist was like, yo, this nigga's not even coming to practice. He's not even working on his vowels, his A-E-I-O-U's and shit. And, like, the regular Joes were like, yo, nigga, we learned that in grade one. Like, you should be on that shit.
Okay, so I know I have things to work on. And once again, everyone does. So just because I didn't work on that all the way, doesn't mean that, like, I'm a bad person.
No, the thing is, you are a good guy. From what I can see, you're a nice guy. Like, you're somebody who I would trust it as a friend, like, being dead honest with you. Mm-hmm. But it's just the, it almost comes off condescending because you're going, yo, you got to self-improve. Y'all niggas got to do this. You guys got to do better. I got Lambos and bitches and this and BBC gang. But when it comes to actually persevering and enduring through hardship, it's almost like you're taking baby steps. And it's not because you're a bad guy. It just almost seems as though you lack motivation to do it while you're critiquing other people to take those same steps. And why people get a bit annoyed because they're going, hey, we see this other fucking dude on the other side of the table working hard day in, day out, losing sleep, grinding the whole time, talking about equipment, doing a whole bunch of other shit. And it just seems like you're just going to this club and twerking. Like, like, that's why people don't like you. Like, I, like, again, I said, I like you. But I'm just saying it would help if you would focus more on the growth and show it in a way where it's more tangible. Because I can see the weight loss, but at the same time, too, we see Mo's weight loss, and that's coming across more drastic than your weight loss because you're, it doesn't seem like you're changing much. You know what I mean? Like, I remember when Mr. Organic was there and you started working out. That's like a damn near 2 years ago.
So because you don't see changes because I'm not working?
That's the biggest way to tell growth is when you can see it.
So me 2 years ago is the same me now, is what you're saying.
No. It's not that you haven't grown. It's just the fact you haven't grown to increment that people can respect.
Well,
like, I'm just saying what people are. I'm just voicing what people are saying.
No,
right?
No,
niggas are broke and don't want to spend 10 bucks.
I get what you're saying. My thing is, like, I'm improving. Just I don't want to show it on camera. And then secondly is, like, I understand, you know, the whole sentiment behind Fresh is an L, whatever, he's useless. But I don't always have to show
no,
what
no,
I'm
no,
doing.
I don't think that. Just so we're clear, I don't think that.
No. It's not use other people. I think for me it's more like I understand what my role is here and what I'm doing here. And I don't always put on camera because, once again,
yeah. It's
not important to put on camera. That being said, what is important is what role I play in my skill set. So I think for me, boasting about it on camera is not what I want to do. And I won't do it. And then thirdly, should I actually do? I'm not gonna talk about it on camera because it's very hard what I do. And then I would say lastly is that yes, I'm improving. Maybe not on camera, we can see it all the time, but you can tell. And, like, for example, anyone around me knows that, like, yo, Fresh is that guy. But again, I'm not here to show myself to people. Like, oh yeah, I'm the best person in the world. It's like, okay, cool. I'm going to give my advice from what I've learned and what I've done.
Hold on. And we can all respect that. The thing is, I respect that about you. But I'm saying, as people who are looking towards this show for leadership, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because you guys have helped me a lot. Like, I said that all the time. I start calling and spending money because the game you guys have given me has brought back more money into my life, more success and everything else.
Good.
We're looking towards this show, we're going, hey, these are the two guys we should be following. But it almost comes across like we should only be following Myron and not Fresh, where it doesn't seem like you're doing as much. So I'm saying, like, try if you can. Showcase
let me
what makes you good. People don't get
wait. So you said it, right? Only follow Myron, right? Is what you're saying.
Pardon?
No, you said It seems like
I'm saying in comparison, people think that they should only follow Myron because the progress that you're making seems slow.
Wait. Let me ask you this. Why only follow Myron?
Because of the fact that the things that he does seems more tangible, and we can see the incremental growth on a regular basis. We can see the stories of him in the gym. We can see the muscles going. We can see him putting in the sweat equity, the lack of sleep, his knowledge on different topics. Sometimes on the show in the after hours, there are situations where you have to convey a point that's a little bit complex, and you fumble it, and you go, and you look to Myron almost like to throw him the assist. And it almost seems as though if Myron isn't there to basically be the LeBron of the team, that you kind of like fall apart. You guys are like the 2017 Cavs. Not
you're
saying that that's the case, right?
Oh, wait, hold on.
But that's what
it sounds like. In this whole podcast here, who's the A-mic?
Pardon?
Who's the A-mic in this whole podcast here?
So I can't hear that.
Who is the A-mic?
I would say Myron is A.
Perfect. So I am the assist. I'm the B-mic. I understand my role on the podcast. Now, regarding articulation, I'm not the best articulate person or debater ever. I never said I was. And I never said I want to be.
Yeah.
What I said was my skill set and what I do is different. I know my role. So ultimately, you want me to be?
Yeah.
I'm not. However, I understand improving as an individual. We all should improve. Now, my improving skills or whatever you want to say I should improve on, you don't always see on camera. And once again, like, I've made a choice to improve how I see fit. Now, regardless of the fact, if I'm going to improve for myself as an individual, I know what I need to work on. So you tell me what I need to work on, like that as well, but I'll do it in my own time.
No. I'm not saying what you need to work on. I'm saying you told us these are the things you will be working on. You told us, hey, I'm going to be in the gym. I'm going to get big. You told Bam Man Kevo, I'm trying to get big like you just watched. I'm in the gym now. You're like, you went to the speech thing. You started talking mad slow. You were clowning Fresh. You're like, not Fresh. You're clowning Chris. You're like, yo, Chris, just watch. I'll be speaking way better than you. I'll be talking way better than you. And then we look and we're like, yo, this nigga fumbled over a sentence. Like,
wait,
that's,
no,
that's
hold
why
on.
People get annoyed.
Hold on. Everything I said, I did. I thought better than Chris.
I'm saying.
Oh, wait.
That's easy, though.
What I have said, I have done. 100%. I'm in the gym every single day. I lost 30 pounds. I'm actually getting muscle, getting progress. Number two, I taught way better than Chris. And honestly speaking, I am compared to Myron on every level. And I get that part. But I am me. I will never be Myron. So regardless of the fact.
One second. Yeah, give you a pause real quick.
Let me finish, bro.
Go ahead.
So, I understand the comparison between me and Myron. Now, once again, I know my role. I know what I must do for myself. Now, for the podcast itself, yes, I can improve speech-wise, articulation-wise, I can improve that as well. Once again, I am improving that. Maybe it's not as fast as you might want me to improve, but it's coming at its own pace. Now, whether the fact of improve today or tomorrow, it's my skills to improve on. I have success that is, I want to say, on a scale. And my lifestyle, you may not say is the best, but you can say that, like, I'm happy in what I'm doing. So my happiness, my individual work that I've done works for me. Now, if it takes me 5 years, 2 years to become what you want me to be, that's on you. I decided for myself what I want to be.
Yeah.
So as a man, I made the choice to improve when I want to, not when I need to improve. And then secondly, the podcast, yes, I appreciate improve for most men because that's what they need. The things that I've worked on for my life gave me what I want. I reached all my goals. I retired my mom. I gave her the best life possible and my family. At this point, if I improve because I want to, you said I have to. And secondly, I started this podcast. So whether I improve today or tomorrow or next day, I have the life that I want to have. Do you? Probably not. So any hater has to say, oh, Fresh, you're improving too slow. You're useless.
Yeah.
Once again, I've done what I needed to do as an individual for myself. And once again, haters, they can say whatever they want to say. I live a happy life. So I'm happy, bro, ultimately.
Fresh, it's not a comparison, though. Like, everyone's life and starting point is different. I'm an immigrant. I came from Trinidad. I went to Canada. My experience is different than yours. I'm saying you're doing great, and that's awesome.
Stop talking, bro.
But
I understand the comparison between me and Myron, right? I understand that. I'm just saying as an individual, I know who I am or what I'm about. Now, secondly, I want to be Myron. Myron's his own person. I'm my own person. So because I'm not on Myron's level of, I want to say, fitness, articulation, or even, like, I would say money-wise, doesn't mean I'm not happy as an individual. So we preach for men to become better.
No, you're happy.
So it means that if you are happy in your current environment, you're getting the girls you want, cars you want, lifestyle you want, you live your life, problem with following somebody that's living their life the best that they want to live. Now, you might say I'm not very articulate, but sir, honestly speaking, bro, like the podcast to me is a high-pressure environment. When I'm out in the streets doing my thing, when I'm in public, people, I don't stutter that much. But obviously speaking, I'm in a high-pressure environment, and I do get out a little bit off topic. Sometimes I do. I'm not articulate. But again, it is me being me. If you like it, cool. But this is me being fresh, me being a man that I choose to be. And if I improve today or tomorrow, it's up to me, not up to you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, if you're happy with it, man, by all means, all power to you. Just understand that the hate comes from people thinking that you're coming across complacent. That's all, right?
Well,
so I'm just making sure you understand so where it comes from. So when you know what it is, then you can go, I can brush it off and be realistic with it. Because like sometimes it seems as though you don't even know why you're getting hate, when the reality is that the hate is coming from people who think you're being complacent.
Listen, if anyone is – I may seem like I don't know what's going on. I know everything that's going on. Now, matter of fact is, do I care about what those haters say about me? No, I don't really care, bro, because I'm happy in me being me. Now, again, if I improve today or tomorrow, it is up to me. Nobody else's problem is my problem.
Yeah. For sure. 100%. Well, I mean, so long as we have that established, people, they know where you stand. They know where what you want out of everything. We're good with that. That's solid. I guess you've stated your claim and you've said what you want to say.
Could you imagine, right? You're successful.
Yeah, go ahead.
You see your goals.
Yeah.
And people tell you how to live your life or what to do, and you do it. Bro, I'm appalled if people say, oh, do this, do that. Nigga, I will do what I feel like when I feel like it. Like, you have to understand, like, as an individual, it's your life. If I feel like improving today or tomorrow, it's up to me. Oh, Fresh, I don't like how you talk. Nigga, fuck you. I don't really care how it's all because it's my life, bro. It's like you can't tell me what to do with my life, bro. I've done the steps because you've been successful. You may say, oh, I'm listening off of Myron. Nigga, we've been listening from the very beginning as two people, bro. Like, I may not be on my level. And look, kudos to Myron. He's done hella work for himself from the very beginning. I applaud him. I'm now in the gym. It took 30 years, but I'm here. Like, if it takes today or tomorrow, the man is up to me. That's all I'm saying, man.
Yeah, and that's solid. Yeah, Myron, what's up?
I was going to say real quick to address your thing, because you get some valid criticisms before as far as, like, you know, the whole – that's why I made the Klan joke. But with the suit and everything, bringing on Nick and everything else like that, valid criticisms, bro. I get it. But my thing is, I look at it like I'm always pushing the edge with content, right? Obviously, I really hate censorship. I really hate – the soy boy media, I hate the pussies, etc. And I want a podcast where the guys can actually, like, you know, get dating advice, get advice. Like, I mean, you got some very serious stuff and you were able to call in and get some advice on it from two guys that kind of understand. And I think us being able to have that type of platform, we would be doing a disservice in the platform, certain people that people might not like. And people might have their issues with Nick. I personally like Nick. People can say whatever they want to say about him, but I'm going to say 10 toes down. I like the guy. I think he's very smart. He's very articulate. He makes a lot of good points.
He's really charismatic.
And he's very misunderstood. So, and I understood that there was a risk, and we took that risk, and, you know, might have had some negative consequences, but we learned from it. And, you know, we're just going to be a little bit more intelligent on how we move on YouTube.
Yeah.
Obviously, shout out to Rumble, because we're going to be able to continue to give you guys that content on Rumble only.
Yes.
So the biggest thing I learned is that we can't do that stuff on YouTube. So, another lesson. So it is what it is.
No,
but,
I respect you taking ownership and, like, doing that. I think a lot of people were getting frustrated at the fact that they're like, yo, we're looking to you as, like, a leader, and you don't even hold yourself accountable. Now that you know that that's where your head's at, it's a lot better. Like, to be honest, like I said, I know a lot of people, even my dad. Pardon?
I was going to say it was a calculated risk, and me and Fresh talked about it for months before it happened. And, you know, we did the interview, and, yeah, it ended up potentially, you know, causing us some issues, but I think – having the platform and talking about things that people are scared to talk about. Hey man, we take a little bit of an L, but it's fine. Now we know what we can and can't do on YouTube, and we're just gonna keep it on Rumble.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff is only gonna be on Rumble.
And also remember, this is our first time doing a podcast, bro.
Yeah.
We're gonna make mistakes. Like, we're not perfect, man.
No.
So remember to mix the medicine with the Kool-Aid, right? I always mix the medicine with the Kool-Aid. Don't just go all medicine because people can't handle that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll just...
But anyways, I appreciate you guys taking my call. I'll take your advice. I appreciate it, guys. Have a good one. Fresh, keep up the good work. And also, just keep working on your grind and have a good one, guys. Take it easy.
Thanks, no worries. Yo, find all the correspondence.
Yeah.
Anybody? Yeah, find it all, dude. Anybody that's on the line, don't worry. We're still going to be able to talk to you. Just stay on the line, guys.
And that means if you donated but you're not in the line, it might be too late.
Yeah, yeah, get on the line, guys.
Seconds.
All right, let's fly through as many of these as we can.
All right, this one donated $100, so big up $100.
All right.
0761, you are on 0761. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Going once.
Going twice.
Going twice. Sold. The next caller in line.
We can't hear you. So.
Who's up next?
Hey, hey, hey. Can you hear me?
Oh, got you now.
Got you now. What was that?
Oh, shit. Oh, man. I pressed mute. My bad. Hold on. Hold on. Sorry about the background noise.
Yeah.
We got you now.
Yeah. What's your question, bro? Hit us with it quick.
Okay. Yeah. So I've been watching you guys for a long time since you guys first got started. You guys have helped me immensely. I was like I was one of your converts. I was one of the people who used to watch ABBA and Leech and was super blue pill, going with the blue hair, Destiny watching, all that bullshit. Man,
uh-oh.
I had a girlfriend at the time. I caught wind of your show, and I started watching your show, watching these girls talk, realizing, fuck, that's how my girl talks. Next thing you know, I tried to implement some of your strategies, and the relationship got better. But at the end of the day, it didn't work out because she couldn't adhere to the boundaries and it had to end. But that was my story there. I just wanted to call in because I'm kind of giving you guys pushback, but not so much actually. It's more so like fine tuning, kind of like steel sharpening steel.
But
so there's something that somebody said earlier about Zirka. I actually think Zirka is absolutely necessary for this show. Not only does he add a you know, entertainment factor to the show. He also much like the chat, it says all the absurd things that your haters accuse you of. And when you have Zirka there saying all the absurd shit that your haters accuse you of, and then you have Fresh and Myron sitting there saying the normal things they always say, it deepens the contrast between reality and fact, reality and fiction, I mean. So now you have them saying all these things like you hate women, you hate all them, and then Zirka actually like manifests that in front of you, and you see what somebody who actually is misogynist is, right? Like Zirka is actually misogynist. Like he literally says, "I fucking hate women" on the show, and I think it's perfect because it strikes that balance.
Yeah, I mean, he does a lot of it for shock value, but yeah, I mean, that's the perfect example right there. See,
yeah.
Some of y'all love Zirka,
some
of y'all don't.
Him.
And I, it is what it is. Like I said before, some of y'all love Nick, some of y'all hate Nick. Some of y'all love Sneeko, some of y'all hate Sneeko. But I think, you know, the importance is being able to bring in a guest that cause. I think whenever you have a guest that can stimulate emotion, that's great. A lot of people love and hate us. So, yo, just out of curiosity, did Anus and Reach ever give you value when you watched them? The former Anus and Reach fan?
Entertainment value. It was entertainment value predominantly. And then, again, they live in an echo chamber, right? So they're all just saying the same things without actually analyzing anything critically. They're all just using each other's talking points. I mean, some of that is in the manuscript, too. There's actually something I wanted to say to you, Myron, about something that girls say whenever they come on. Sometimes they say, like, you know, you guys wouldn't have a show if the girls weren't here. If the girls weren't here, you guys wouldn't have a show. And sometimes every now and then, Myron, I see you kind of, like, stumble on that. Like, 'cause you're like, oh, man, like. Maybe she's right. Maybe I need the girls. I don't know what you're thinking in your head, but it kind of looks like as an audience member that, you know, it's kind of stuffing you for a bit. But the way I'm looking at it as an audience member is we're using the girls. Like the girls are reinforcing what you guys are saying. Like the thing about the show that my ex-girlfriend hated was not anything that was coming out of your mouth. It's not, the show doesn't demonstrate, you know, the show isn't about, you know, exporting Rollo Tomasi's ideas or the things that he talks about in The Rational Male. The show is brilliant because the girls confirm it. And you can't force them to say what they say. And other women hate it because this is letting the fucking cat out the bag. That's why they hate you. They don't hate you because of what you're saying, Myron, or because of what you're saying, Fresh, or even because of the crazy shit you say, Chris. They hate it because The girls are saying the fucking truth. And that is the show. Yeah.
In real time.
Yeah. And the thing is, bro, all of our most viewed videos typically didn't have chicks, man. So, I mean, it is what it is, especially when we hosted debates. But, yeah, no, dude, it just gets annoying because they'll say that dumb shit and it just annoys me because it's like you hear retarded females that bring no value say that dumb shit. I'm like, you fucking bitch. Like, you're here as an opportunity, but that's the whole other thing. But, yeah, no, I mean, dude, it's funny because Anus and Reach have made almost 30 videos on us, and it's funny to me because their fans, like, watch the content. They're like, yo, let me go check these guys out. And then they come over and they're like, yo, Pressure Fit provide way more value. And here's the other thing, too. Abba's a bitch. He'll never fight me. I've challenged him to a fight, and he won't do it because he knows I'll beat the fuck out of him. And that's at the end of the day, he's a man that talks shit but will not stand on what he says, and he's a fucking coward. And he knows. I literally told him, how about me and you fight? Stop pointing it off on Preach. And what does he do? He goes ahead and has his fans report that video that we made, and it gets fucking taken down, and we get a strike. That's how Abba deals with shit. People say, oh, Fresh and Fit, you guys copyright struck a bunch of people. They copyright struck Pearl on a bunch of her videos. So they're fucking hypocrites.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is what it is, but Abba is a fucking coward. He knows he's a coward. He knows if I ever see him, I'm going to give him a waiver, and I say, let's box, bro. Let's fight. He's not going to do it because he knows I'll beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
He knows it.
That's why you need to do that.
What was that?
If I could just say one last thing, one very last real quick thing. I don't think that you need to do that. I do regret, you know, what happened with the Klan thing and all that stuff. You know, it is what it is. Sometimes you got to just put on a hoodie.
That's a humorous.
A white hoodie.
You have to run the racism way.
Yeah, yeah. I think that you guys already won the race because they thought that Listen, they started out ahead of you, and you ended up laughing. You're one of the most recognizable faces and names on the internet. I really do think that the next level for Fresh and Fit is politics. I think your politics shows are the best shows. The stuff that you have with Nick, the stuff that you even have with Destiny coming on, you know, even though he's a contrarian viewpoint. You know, I think that I think that's the next level for Fresh and Fit. I think you need to get on people like Jimmy Dore. I've super chatted in a few times. Jimmy Dore would be a great lineup to, like, add it to that axis of politics. He's leftist, but he's like working class, like you. I think that you guys would identify with each other a lot. Like, he was right on COVID, the same way that you guys were. I think that's where you need to go. I love the show. Thank you, guys.
No, I appreciate the support, but I still think Abba needs to get beat up. I think people need to see that on camera, me fucking them up, honestly. And here's the thing.
You got to do what you got to do.
Anytime, if someone clips this, give them the gloves. Let's fucking do it. I think people would love to see me and him fight. I think they would literally love it. It'd get a million views because he's a clout chaser anyway. So let's go ahead and do it. But it's not going to be good for him, though, because I'm going to fuck him up so bad. Like, so bad. And he knows that. That's why he keeps ducking. Oh, no, bro. Oh, no. He doesn't want – if he ever sees me in person, he's going to have the fear of God in him because he knows I will absolutely destroy him. He met me in person, guys. Don't forget that. He actually met me in person, shook my hand. He knows I will absolutely beat the fuck out of him. But whatever.
I look forward to that day. All right, guys.
And, hey, love you, bro. Thank you for calling into the show. Appreciate that. And now I'll make that note on Jimmy Dore. And, yes, we absolutely laughed Abba and Leech. They know that – bro, 2 million subs, they've been on YouTube for fucking 10-plus years. We've been on for less than 3, and we're already 1.5. We've been shadow banned. We've had a bunch of haters, and we still – people know us more than them. No one gives a fuck about them. They're talking about us at their comedy shows and shit. Like, bro.
Yep.
He's a fucking coward, bro. That's all I'm going to – talk shit. 30 videos plus, bro. I can't wait. I want to see him. I want to see him react to my fucking cross. How about that? You want to make reaction videos? React to my cross when I punch you in the nose, bro.
We should ask Aiden Ross to
fucking faggot,
moderate man. The fight between you and Abba.
Yeah, I dude.
Aiden Ross, set it up, man.
Yeah, yo, set it up.
Aiden Ross, set it up, bro.
This motherfucker's a club chaser anyway. I will absolutely beat the fuck out of him for free. You don't got to pay me shit.
Yo, tag Aiden.
I will beat the fuck out of him for free.
Yo, Aiden, we need your help, bro.
And he knows
set
it, too.
Set it up.
He knows it. Y'all want to hear something funny? I told Destiny, set it up. We can have an in-person debate. I promise I won't hit him. He said no. Scared. Fucking scared, bro. He's a fucking coward. He knows it. That's why he ain't never gonna make a video say, oh yeah, I'll be fired, ultimate fired person. Hell no. He knows what's gonna happen.
All right, enough about them. Okay, we have another $100 caller. It's actually Hero
Yeah, well,
my dog?
Yeah. Dude, that's the name of the account, Fresh's Dog.
Shout out to him, man. My dog, man.
So,
hey, yo,
3697, you're up.
What's up, Hero?
Hey, what's poppin', G's? How's it going?
Good, man. It's Friday, bro.
Get on that way.
Sí, first, ¿qué onda, mao? Es bien chingón, compa. But anyways, first of all, fuck all that, man. I'll tell you this, pay for my training and I'll go fuck that fat fuck up. Shit, I don't give a fuck, bro. I'm 6 foot, 213, juicy as fuck. Put me in there, bro, and just pay for my training and I got you.
Okay.
That other dude that was talking shit about Fresh, bro, dude, you sound like you like it in the ass, bro. Like, honestly, the fucking zest was coming out of the speakers with your fucking talking, bro. Like, damn. And you talking shit about Fresh? Come on, bro. I would have thought you wore a dress on Saturday nights, man. Shit.
That's my dog, man. That's my dog.
But, but I love you guys, man. Fuck yeah. And though you rant earlier, stop that race baiting bullshit. I don't know if y'all could tell because of my accent, but my parents were also immigrants. Didn't know the language. Fucking made it here. Fuck those excuses, man. Shit. You can make it here. No excuse.
So true, man.
And no excuse, man. Thank you guys. Appreciate it. What's that, man?
No. Shout out to you, bro.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Oh, no, yeah, and thank you guys. You guys, since I've been watching you guys, it's almost been like a year and a half now. My relationship's better. Fucking, and I got a better job, too. Yeah, man, appreciate it, guys.
I'm just curious, bro. What made you choose the name Fresh's Dog?
Bro, honestly, bro, I don't even know why, man. Like, I know you had a dog and shit. I follow you on IG. And I was like, I saw it was, you know, back then there was Fresh's BBC. So I was like, fuck you.
Oh, that was you. Okay. No. That was him originally the first.
No. I wasn't BBC. I just saw that there was another dude doing that shit. And I was like,
oh, okay.
I'll be,
okay. It was funny.
Yeah.
So okay. Weird, bro.
Yeah.
Funny. W.
All right, man. Thank you, bro.
Well, to be fair, my balls in. You see, have a great time. So,
for everybody in the chat saying that I'm out of breath and shit, hey, I'm working out here in the oil fields, man. Shit.
Hey.
Putting 12-hour shifts. I'm not out of breath, bro. I was running around 6 miles a day. Fuck out of here with that shit.
Drill, baby, drill, man. That's what we're talking about, bro. Thank you.
Thank you, bro.
We'll catch you, man.
Demon
yes,
away,
sir.
Mano.
Yes, sir. Hey.
Ya tu sabe, mano.
Ya tu sabe.
All right, who's up next?
Ya tu sabe. It's Puerto Rican, but I love you guys. I'll keep supporting. Thanks for everything. Good luck. Fuck the haters.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate that greatly.
I'm waiting for Fresh's ass to show next.
Do we
what?
All the girls
weird, bro. What?
Is everybody here?
Yeah.
Melissa?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. And then Chris, Ano, or Chris.
Chris. It's like, bro, like, you're going to tell me you got one thing to do. Just show up here on time, dog.
Right, let's hit these phone calls.
This one's
I text a nigga, where you at? Oh, bro, hit a rebook. You can rebook here, bro.
This one is what he tipped on Castle Club. 7965, you're up.
Hi, caller.
Yo, I'm back. This is the truck driver that was calling earlier. I actually do have a question. So, like I said, I'm a truck driver. I'm big as hell. I'm like 300 pounds. I'm trying to lose this weight. And I'm in the complete mercy of truck stops. They don't make it easy for us. They always selling us these glizzies and stuff. I ain't trying to eat that. How do I go about losing weight while working in the truck?
Have your food ready, bro. A meal prep service would be good for you. You know, go when you're driving, make sure that you pick up a bunch of food ahead of time. You know, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. So that's what you got to do.
Right.
Or there's still food that you get at truck stops. You just got to be more intelligent. If you're going to eat a Subway, you got to count the macros and make sure that you're eating lean meats, et cetera. It's still easy to be healthy on the road, bro. You just got to count your calories. You know, you can still eat mixed nuts, paws, protein shakes, fruit and vegetables. You can still get that stuff at stops. I remember because when I was an agent, I'd be on surveillance and be traveling somewhere. I'd stop at the rest stops and I was still able to get healthy food.
You just gotta be very selective on what you do. And if you eat at certain restaurants, if you eat at a Subway or whatever, just get the grilled chicken breast with spinach, banana peppers, black olives, on wheat bread, and then a lot of spinach, onions. That sandwich right there, a foot long, is gonna be like 530 calories if I remember correctly. Because I eat that meal every single time, bro. So track your calories, my friend. That's gonna be to keep everything. All right.
Yeah, goddamn, you're so motivated, man. Man. Last question. Pardon me?
I said you need to get that level of motivation, my friend. That's where you got to be if you want to get below 300 pounds and stay there.
Is it raining?
Right.
What's your last question? Go ahead, because we got a field behind you. Hit us.
Okay, I'm sorry. Last question is, so I only spend like $300 for the month because – I live in the truck is free. I don't have to pay for anything. My car is paid off. How do I go about, investing my money and stuff?
It depends on what you're going to invest in. Are you going to be in real estate? Are you going to be in cryptocurrency? Are you going to be in precious metals? It depends on what asset class you want to invest in. That will dictate how much you have to save and how aggressively you're going to save.
Okay, because I was thinking about doing that trailer thing that Justin got going on.
Ooh. That's a bit more advanced, my friend. I suggest that you watch the episode that we did with Justin on investing in trailer parks.
Yeah.
That's a whole other game. That's commercial real estate. That's not residential. That's not necessarily my wheelhouse. I'm a residential guy. But I suggest, just my advice, before you get into commercial real estate, that you go ahead and invest in residential real estate first. You understand how deals work, how to analyze a deal, figuring out cash-on-cash returns, understanding what it takes to get a loan. Like, I suggest you do that before you go commercial, because you're going to need way more money, bro, when you go into commercial versus doing residential.
Right, that's a bet. That's a bet. All right. And then, Fresh, keep doing what you're doing, man. All right?
All right, man. Thank you. I appreciate
that. Thanks, bro.
Lose that weight, man. 300 pounds, unacceptable. All right?
Next up, we have another Castle Club tipper, 1033. 1033, you're up.
Hello, can you hear me?
We got you.
What's up, fellas? Oh, man, big W's to the stream, man. Shit, everybody needs to hear this. This needs to be spread across the world, bro. Viewers, if y'all watching, I need to share this, clip this, everything, bro. Share this across the world. Hey, man, I'm not a hater. I'm just a money motivator. Y'all have helped me a lot. Could have used y'all probably about a good, 7 years ago? But anyway, man, I ain't have no question or nothing, man. Just want to give y'all flowers. Shout out to Big Mo. Shout out to Chris, wherever you at, bro.
Thank you for the support, my friend, bro.
But anyway, man, yeah, hell yeah. Don't worry about the haters, man. Keep going. Keep trucking, bro. Keep doing y'all thing. Big
haters are good because, they keep you motivated. You know, I use the haters to motivate. You know what I mean? Anytime
hell
I don't
yeah.
feel like I'm like punching Abba in the face, and I'm like, oh, I need to go to the gym, so when I punch him, I break his nose. So
bro,
that's how you look at it.
Bro, that's what I'm talking about, bro. I love that motivation, bro. It's contagious. It's contagious.
Yeah, dude, that's literally what I think about. Like, when I'm thinking about, like, not going to the gym, you might have to elevate it.
Yeah. I already did.
I'll think to myself, like, fucking, I don't want to look like Abba with titties or Playback or fucking Agent Zero or
low.
Like, I look at these fucking degenerative fat pieces of shit losers, and I think to myself, I want to make sure if I ever see these guys and I hit them once in the fucking nose that I break their fucking nose and it bleeds a lot. So I better go to the
hell
gym
yeah.
so I make sure motherfuckers hard. And people might say, Myron, that's super toxic for you to hate your opponents like that.
No.
I fucking hate
no.
them. That's
no.
why I'm so motivated.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On every level. That's why Playback had a big-ass channel before we did. They started talking shit about us. I was like, you know what? We're going to lap you motherfuckers. And we did. Those faggots still talk shit about us this fucking day. Agent Zero, Low, whatever the fuck these dudes are, bro, put on some gloves. Let's fucking fight. I'm tired of these YouTubers talking shit. Let's fucking fight so I can beat the fuck out of you niggas on the internet so you guys can stop talking. Because I'll tell you this. You ain't going to make a hit piece talking to somebody that beats you the fuck up. You ain't.
Man, talk your shit. Talk your shit, man.
I
love it.
I want you to have motivation. Someone at work pisses you off. Someone that you, maybe an ex-girlfriend that talks shit about you. Your whatever the fuck it is. Use that motivation. Hate your opponents to the point where I am going to become successful. And if we ever cross paths, they're going to look stupid. That's where you get your motivation from. I use hate, and I channel that shit into success. That's what you do.
Yes. The world needs this shit. The world needs to hear this shit, man. Every man, every boy out there struggling, who feels low. Shit, I was homeless 10 years ago. I worked my ass off. There's no excuse. I'm black. I worked my ass off to get where I'm at, and I love it. I'm glad I found you guys. You guys are very motivating, and y'all helped me connect a lot of dots. And
That's great, bro. That's great, man. We need more people like you that don't use a victim mindset, and they pull themselves out of the gutter, and they did it off of their merit, not based off their fucking skin color, no crybaby bullshit. They did it because of their skill set.
And one more thing, W Money Mondays, bro. Oh, my God, bro. Hey, I got my credit score up to a 703. Fucking
nice.
With y'all. It was at a 540.
Crossing that 700 mark, bro, is the hardest part. You did that, so now it's just all the way up from here.
Yep.
Bruh. A lot of long nights. But anyway, man, I'll let y'all get back to it. Shout out to y'all, man.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, bro.
Chris is here. All right. Okay. We'll take – how many more callers do we got?
Just one, and we got to do Rumble.
And then we got to – okay.
330, you're up from Streamlab Chats. 8330, you
are.
Yo,
what's up?
What's up, man?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, I just – a few things. I'll be quick. I love the channel. Thank you, guys. A couple things. You ever guys think about just removing the girls' Instagrams from the description once you castle them? It seems like a lot of these girls understand that they don't clout.
We always do.
We always do, yeah.
We always do.
Yeah, yeah. I think that because, like, even can you guys mute the mics?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, yeah. I think that would be good, too, because trying to hear these hosts talk. It's like kind of crazy, but hey, last thing, when the girls say like, but you know, the man that I want is going to be, you know, okay with my behavior. I think you hear that a lot of the times, and it's frustrating to a lot of the guys because I don't think girls understand that just like we put women in two categories, we also put men in two categories, right? So those men that accept those bad behaviors, we as other men, those aren't men that we respect. And I think if you frame it in that kind of way, you know, we classify men in two categories, you know, respectable men, alphas, and men we don't respect, you know, i.e. Logan Paul, i.e. Will Smith, like that. You know, these girls are trying to, you know, they're trying to get their status up.
I've explained that, bro, before on other episodes, and they don't care. But you're 100% right, my friend. You're absolutely right. Like, the guy that they want isn't going to tolerate that shit, which is actually very ironic, but yeah, man.
Yeah, and then last thing, man, I just want to say is that men are loyal to duty and responsibility. Women are loyal to their feelings above all. That's it.
Absolutely. I agree. That's very true.
Well said.
Thanks for calling into the show, man.
All right, man.
Thank you, bro.
What else do we got here?
Got some chats.
Okay. Fresh, you got these. I got pissed bad.
This is for you, actually. Forever says, Myron, what's your views on all these migrants just walking across the border now, walking free into America? FNF, consider making a whole story episode on Rumble. Fresh and Myron, tell the creatures stories of how for us we want to hear.
Yeah, I mean, I am not for mass immigration, obviously, right? Well, Mo, you might have to elevator that, too.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Yeah, fucking stupid. But... you know, it is what it is, man. Like, this is what happens. I mean, I'm just going to fucking say it. This is what happens when you have fucking faggots in office like Joe Biden. That's really what it is, man. When we had, you know, Trump in office.
Build a wall.
He was pro-law enforcement. He was pro keeping immigration regulations tight. But when you have Democrats in office, what the fuck do? They let everybody in. And you end up with the bullshit that's going on right now. And this is why... And this coming from a guy that's a first-generation American, by the way. My parents are immigrants, but I acknowledge the fact that you need to come into the country correctly. You know, you don't do this bullshit that they're doing right now, but this is what happens when you have Democrats in office. Because Democrats don't understand a lot of the times that when you give things away for free, you let people come in, you give welfare, all this other bullshit, who's paying for that? I'll tell you this. I'm not paying for it. He's not paying for it. We got real estate to offset that. Who pays for it? The middle class fucking pays for it.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of people don't fucking get. The rich don't really pay taxes like that, guys. I paid less taxes when I was making six figures than now.
And it's funny because the laws are made for you to have access to opportunities where you don't have to pay much, if anything, at all. So ultimately, you guys are being used to pay as well. So,
bro, so it's hilarious because they say, oh, we're for the middle class. We're for the middle class. No, you're not, because the class that gets taxed the most is the middle class whenever you give all these free programs. The rich aren't paying taxes like that. I'm telling y'all, they have real estate. They have businesses. They offset it. They got trust. They got all these ways to avoid paying taxes. Once you make a certain amount of money, it's not about making more money. It's about avoiding taxes. And trust me, the rich have all these strategies to get away with it. It's the middle class that suffers.
Legally.
That's why Democrats are fucking retards.
Legally, of course.
Yeah, that's definitely elevator, all of that, Mo.
Okay.
Right, where are we at?
Okay. What's next?
You got this first.
Freshest Dog says, don't get it twisted. Y'all, just because Fresh smashing some scrippers, it don't mean tricking or taking them serious. Unlucky motherfuckers. That is very true, my friend. I would never skip my morals. Okay. Stunt says, I asked my colleagues if they think wealthy rich people are happy with their money, and they said yes, but eventually they get bored of it because they already did everything they wanted to do. What do you guys think? Would you guys get bored of being wealthy? No, because like the money wasn't the actual like goal. It was more like the experiences that money gives you. So I'm not bored. I mean, I was at some point, but it's more like I found more things to focus on and more, I want to say, fulfillment, and that helped me, I guess, progress past that point. Cool. And then Debt Collecting Juice says, do a face reveal. Shout out to you. Who else? Is that it for Super Chats? Fresh Dog says, ask the caller what he does for a living. He sounds like he licks windows and gets pegged. We know what that's referring to. Okay, and then Fresh Dog says, bro just mad because his IQ only lets him get a job at the ice cream machine cleaner at McDonald's, and now it's systematic racism vault. I'm telling you, man, that's a big excuse. Fresh Dog says, cooking tonight. You went crazy, bro. Who else we got here? We do it live. I don't know your actual name because it's just the numbers here.
That's like a generic StreamLab name, basically.
Okay, cool. TriVision says, ah! $100, shout out to you. I think this call is already in the system.
I already got these.
Cool.
Wyron. Did these.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Cool.
The callers, at least.
Okay. Wyron says, W. Zerka, he always shows love to Byron on his stream. He has game to give, but when around girls, he thinks of making clips. El Fresh, always hating Fresh solo. Can't hold 500 viewers. Stay in the background. Okay. Logical Sapien says, was referred to this podcast a minute ago by my assistants. 35-year-old, 400K a year, black man. Built myself from literally nothing. Preaching men and self-improvement for 6 years plus. Systematic racism doesn't exist. I learned the victim mentality. Focus, work hard, and you will succeed. Well said. Fresh Dog says, homie Fresh, don't let this broke, zesty nigga disrespect you like this. This man got clapped by other men.
Yo, the gift he put.
That's funny. Wait, what's the gift he picked?
Yo, it was like a gorilla twerking.
That's funny.
Oh, shit, man.
zesty ass gorilla.
Yo, man.
Funny.
Okay. Y'all are hilarious, bro.
Okay, any more? Rumble Rants.
Rumble Rants, let's do it.
And locals.
Okay. Stokey says, huge red pill moment this week at work. A fellow vet, super solid dude, getting done absolutely dirty by his ex-wife, the type y'all warned about, put him on y'all content, and standing by for his upgrade. Hopefully it changes. We'll see. Observer says, congrats, Big Mo, on your weight loss. I'm a little late to the show and still catching up, but I would like to rant a little. I think a lot of the viewers forget that the whole point of this podcast is to help men improve their lives. It stopped me from self-deletion, and Myron's rants was what pulled me into the show, not the women. 4 months ago, I finally put stuff into motion. I lost 20 pounds to this day, so my credit score from 640 to 740. Thanks for listening. Hashtag Fresh and Fit. Shout out to you, bro. Observer again says, love Myron's rants. Poverty may be a problem, but it's up to you to decide what you do with your life. I agree. I used to live in California, left in Wisconsin. I'm making $50K a year. I can live off with this income all by myself. And if you're single, you have nothing to hold you back. You're holding yourself back. Yes, I'm Asian, but also a minority. I don't have any excuses to why I'm poor. I blame it on myself and improving every single year. Success, love, speed, passion, fit, ATM together. All right. Johnny says, if y'all are needing network of good men and advice, join FNF Discord. Okay?
Yeah, it's free too, guys.
Boogie Woogie says, question for Myron. If I work two jobs, 7 hours a week, and I compete for national bodybuilding, is it realistic to pursue high-ticket training, a trainer, and succeed? Or should I save for the mentor fee, then join?
Save the money, compete. After you compete and do your show, save those pictures so that you have a lot of credibility, and then go ahead and go into the high-ticket trainer thing. Because you're going to be, bro, when you compete, you're going to be depleted. You're not going to have, like, patience for clients. You're going to be pissed off. You're going to be irritable. So do your competition, place, have those pictures, and then go ahead and start the coaching after that. Where we are here. And save your money, too. Happy second birthday, Myron. JR from Dallas. Appreciate that. Corrupt women normally have pick ditties in a wet box. I married one and ended up losing my money, house, and kids 10 years later in a divorce. Bro, yeah, marriage causes divorce. It fucks up, man. Jay goes, WFED React Stream with Angie and Big Mo. Will we get more of that in the future? Really like those shows with you three and also the long shows with just you, y'all, like the wrestling stream. WFNF. Yeah, you guys will get more of it. Don't worry. You're going to get another one this Sunday. We got to pick out which case we're going to do for y'all. What else do we got here? Yo, Myron, is that gun episode still coming? Keep up the work, FNF. You know what, dude? That gun episode will come for y'all. I promise I will do an episode for you guys on how to shoot a gun, gun safety, all that stuff. I will do an episode for y'all on that. I just got to figure out how we're going to do it. We're probably going to have to pre-record it maybe and go to the range, and I'll show y'all. Do y'all think that Rumble CEO will be targeted for removal from within the company or from an external source such as the government?
You never know.
You never know, man, but shout out to Chris,
hopefully,
man.
Hopefully not.
Chris is literally like a fucking dude. He's like
a
gift from God, man.
He's doing his best.
Yeah, seriously, bro. Like, shout out to Chris. Shout out to Rumble, man. Like, you guys don't understand, like, all the attacks that Rumble goes through on the side that we've talked about privately that I can't necessarily tell you guys about. But all I'm going to say is, like, some of those powerful people in the world that you guys know are going after Rumble. That's all I'm going to say. So y'all got to support Rumble, support free speech. I mean, hell, you guys wouldn't have us without Rumble right now. So let's keep going. What else do we got here? Bills? Mo? Oh. Started looking for a new job since FedEx is not cutting it off anymore and started looking for a side hustle. Any tips? I've started binge watching Money Mondays. Bro, get a skill set. That is the biggest thing. Get a skill set. Johnny Primo, I'm 34, male, wife of 16 years, married, 7 years, 2 kids. I'm making north of $400,000 per year. My wife got a large tattoo, knowing my dislike / hate for them, struggling to accept and move on. Do I take the L and put up? Well, number one, shout them out to you.
Dom DeMarco.
Good job.
Bro. Okay, this is
going to
be
7 years, 2 kids. That's a tough one.
This is what I would do.
Yeah.
This is going to be evil advice, but this is what you do, my friend, okay? You're probably going to go meet a family attorney, and you're going to see your options and what a divorce would look like in your scenario. You're going to run the numbers, and then once you figure out what it is, then only you can make the decision if it's worth it. But clearly, she doesn't respect your authority, and that's a problem. That's a huge problem, and this can easily snowball into something way worse. But you need to do this surreptitiously. So you go meet with that family attorney, just pay for an hour or two consult on the side. No one knows about it. Have that consult, see what the damage is looking like, what it would cost you, how much money she would get. Would you lose the marital home? How much would you be able to get the kids? You're going to discuss all those tough topics with that family attorney in private, and then you are going to make the decision if it's worth it. And you can only make that decision.
It sucks, but unfortunately, without respect, it won't last anyway. So
yeah, that's a huge fuck up, bro, on her end. That's a huge, huge fuck up, especially when you're the provider and she probably more than likely doesn't work with that kind of income that you're making. That's a problem. That's a big fucking problem.
Yeah.
So, and that's the thing that worries me is that sets the stage. And if you sit there and tolerate it, that sets the stage for her to do more fuckery.
Because it seems very small to some people, but that just shows, okay, if she won't follow your leadership on that aspect,
it's going to snowball and become worse. And here's the other thing.
Even doing the worst.
She knows that she probably got you by the balls because you have kids and you've been with her for 7 years.
Yeah.
that's but, another reason why she probably did that fuckery. So
yeah.
Talk with a family attorney. Figure out what the deal is in your state, your jurisdiction. See what your options are. See what damage you would take if you were to leave, which you probably will, and see if you're willing to deal with that. If you're not, it's okay. Stick with it. But yeah, bro, this is that's not good.
Yeah.
What else do we got? Motor City goes, I really appreciate you guys since I found you in 2021. Was only making $28K a year. Now I'm making $40K per year. A credit card and a $500 in my crypto account. I plan to buy some precious metals. There you go,
good.
My friend. Slowly but surely. What else we got here?
McCorkle?
Yeah, we read it.
This one already?
Yeah, we got it. Alboys goes, fuck all the people hating on Fresh from their mom's basement. They don't see the value. CEO Network, let's go.
Let's go,
really
man.
See guy's value out there. Not brave enough to call in, but wanted to say thank you. My bro passed and used to talk to me and give advice like you guys do. Watching late night shows keeps me a humble housewife. Much love. Shout out to you, hello,
wow.
Paige and Maria. Yo, a lot of – dude, the women that watch us, why – it's interesting. Why do all the women that watch us have –
are
husbands?
Married. Yeah.
I don't know.
For good reason.
That was easy.
Mark, keeping it real. Respect, brother. Appreciate that, DG Build. IRS goes, there's nothing worse than someone wanting to be a victim. Get off your ass and make something of yourself. In America, you literally can't fail because all the government system we have here. Absolutely, my friend. I know that for
true.
A fact. And he knows because he takes all the money. Shout out to the IRS. I know this Guatemalan who snuck across the border, got kicked out for DUI, snuck back a year later after working with my pops for months. He ended up opening his own body shop business. But I'm telling you. Dudes just want it, man. Race and white privilege should be called envy of white achievement. Stop being a loser. Stop being stupid, lazy, and or arrogant. Facts. I'm a woman. I watch you guys every time it's on, and I also signed up on locals. Every guest is a good time. Haters going, hey, WFNF, thank you, Brittany.
Oh, wow.
Oh, her name is Brittany, bitch. thank you, Brittany. Does having a rental property that isn't cash flowing hurt you more than help you?
It can.
Yes, bro. A lot of the times it will,
yeah.
Unless you're doing a cash out refi or you're going to get significant appreciation. The rule is this. If it does not cash flow, you say no. No cash flow means no.
Yeah.
I've been a fan for so long. I remember Fresh wasn't visible on camera. Anyway, keep the good work. And that's had in field game.
You're funny, bro.
Yeah, that nigga is black as hell. Can't make this shit up. Hello, you need a lawyer and she needs a therapist. Yeah. It's crazy. I don't think that he's potentially going to face criminal charges, but he absolutely needs to pick up all the correspondence and get witnesses just in case she tries to do me to him. And what else do we got here? Tai Chi goes... Hey, not sure how to proceed. My girlfriend is in school out of town. Her program has 20 people in it, and her ex is also in her class and gets paired up on projects. What should I say to stand my ground about her hanging out with the ex all the time at school? You tell her straight up, I don't like the fact that you're hanging out with your ex, and be prepared for her to say, well, too bad, and then you break up with her.
Yeah, simple.
You just tell her exactly, hey, I don't like this, and if she says, oh, well, you're being insecure or whatever, you say, okay, cool, you're single now, and break up with her.
Yeah. I mean, you never really know because you're not there, but...
Yeah. But if it's bothering you, bro, you tell her and let her know that that's a boundary that she can't cross. And if she says, oh, well, I'm going to do it anyway, which she probably will, you leave her.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Cool. Guys, we're going to be back with some lovely ladies here. Chris, what time?
10:15.
10:15 start time. And cool.
Right.
We'll be back, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Great show.
It was. Yeah, y'all
obviously
had a lot of value, a lot of disagreements and debates, whatever the hell it may be.
Yes, everything
but,
in between.
We'll catch you guys on the next episode here back in about 30 minutes. Peace.
Peace.